news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Emergency crews in central Texas temporarily suspended their search for flood victims over the weekend because of more rain. Gabriella Aoun is in Kerrville.
There is a flood warning in effect for this area. The National Weather Service has said that the Guadalupe River, which is behind me, could rise to about 15 feet up the road in the town of Hunt. That would result in moderate flooding, they said, and they mentioned that at least one bridge could wind up underwater as a result during that time.
The death toll from the July 4th flash flooding stands at 132, with more than 170 people still missing. President Trump says the U.S. will send Patriot missile defense systems to Ukraine as Russia continues to bombard that country.
We basically are going to send them various pieces of very sophisticated military. They're going to pay us 100% for them.
Administration officials are holding talks this week with NATO leaders about the ongoing crisis. Health officials in Arizona say a person is dead from the plague.
The unidentified patient came into the emergency room at the hospital in Flagstaff and died the same day. Testing results confirmed Friday that the person died from pneumonic plague caused by the same bacterium as the bubonic plague that devastated Europe in the 14th century. Pneumonic plague affects the lungs, whereas bubonic plague affects the lymph nodes. It was the first death from pneumonic plague recorded in that region since 2007. Keisha Stevens reports.
Police are investigating yesterday's deadly shootings at a Lexington, Kentucky church. Two women were killed by a gunman there after a state trooper was shot and wounded. The suspect was later killed by police. Stock futures are lower this morning after President Trump announced 30% tariffs on Mexico and the EU. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a brief delay already at the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. Just in the last 2-3 minutes, we cleared a broken down vehicle from the right lane of the right tube southbound on 95. So we're on the move once again. Only slowed us up to the top of the hill near the Keith Avenue ramp. So it looks like it should recover fairly quickly. In the meantime, 895 might pick up a little bit of that slack over at the old Harbor Tunnel. And for about 10 minutes, the contractor was working on 95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County, either setting up or taking down the construction from overnight. And now the lanes are clear and we're back in business there. We'll go back and check that later. Right now we're fine at the Bay Bridge with all the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert once again as we are tracking the potential for more heavy rain, thunderstorms, and bringing with it the potential for some flooding as we head into your Monday late afternoon and evening time. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, continuing to track storms on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 75 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines brought to you by Audiology Associates. A man is dead after a shooting in southwest Baltimore. Police say the 56-year-old victim was shot early Saturday morning along the 3900 block of Frederick Avenue. He was taken to an area hospital where he later died. A man's in the hospital after a shooting over the weekend in Cockeysville. Police say the 31-year-old victim was gunned down late Saturday afternoon along Lord Byron Lane. The victim is said to be in stable condition. Police are investigating a vandalism spree in South Baltimore over the weekend. Police say there were 35 incidents of property destruction from Saturday morning until Sunday afternoon. And Maryland's Office of the State Fire Marshal has updated its annual fire fatality report. The new design features interactive graphics and a complete breakdown of data by each county and Baltimore City. The 2024 report can be viewed online. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 6, 2, 7, pick 4, 1, 5, 1, 4. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Kyle Stowers steals the show.
Stowers hits one high and deep right again. Did he do it again? Oh, yeah, he did. The King of Baltimore, Kyle Stowers. Remember him? A three-homer day.
Well, we certainly do, and at least he said Baltimore right. Jack McMullen with the call on WINZ. That's AM 940, the Marlins radio network, as Kyle Stowers, the former Oriole, makes himself right at home in the land of pleasant living. Going yard thrice, Marlins whomped the Birds. 11-1 was the final, taking 2 of 3 in the series. The Birds end an extremely disappointing first half at 9 games under .500. MLB draft last night, surprise pick by the Nats, who fired their manager and GM just 1 week ago, selecting high school shortstop Eli Willits, son of former major leaguer Reggie Willits. The Rockies make Ethan Holliday, that's Jackson's brother and Matt's son, the number 4 pick. Birds select Ike Irish, a fourth-year junior outfielder catcher out of Auburn, with their first pick, 19th overall. He's 21 years old, bats left, throws right, considered perhaps the best all-around bat available in the draft. Top 2 seeds in the world met yesterday across the pond in the men's tennis final at Wimbledon, and the top seed prevailed. 23-year-old Jannik Sinner defeated 2-time defending champ Carlos Alcaraz in 4 sets on Sunday, Sinner's first Wimbledon championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles hoping for some luck of the Irish. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland is a Monday, July 14, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Bruce is still off on vacation. He returns to the show this coming Wednesday. Coming up in this hour, Maryland's Attorney General says Maryland will not cooperate with ICE and federal immigration authorities. We'll take a look at that California pot farm raid. Over 300 busts, including a child predator. They were shooting at ICE agents and throwing rocks. But our top story here today is that the Biden auto pen scandal continues to grow. The New York Times is now confirming Chairman Joe did not sign off on all the pardons. And the White House Chief of Staff, Jeff Zients, is the one that actually approved the pardon of one Tony Fauci. So if there wasn't an oral approval or written approval by the president, that would make Tony Fauci's pardon null and void. The Oversight Project broke the story about the Biden auto pen scandal wide open after they discovered thousands of acts of clemency and executive actions were signed with the auto pen rather than a wet signature. And they revealed earlier this year six criminals were pardoned by Biden's auto pen December 30th, 2022, while Joe Biden was vacationing and golfing in St. Croix. Biden defended the use of the auto pen in a phone interview with the New York Slimes. They also reviewed some of the emails that the National Archives handed over to the Trump DOJ as part of their investigation into the auto pen scandal. It is revealed in these emails that Biden staffers made decisions to sign the pardons with the auto pen without directly hearing those orders from the president. Uh-oh. Biden says he told the New York Times he orally granted all the pardons and commutations issued at the end of his term. And he called Trump a liar for claiming the auto pen was used without his authorization. But now we have testimony from not one but two Biden staffers. Neera Tanden was one. She admitted under oath to the House Oversight Committee during closed-door testimony last week. She was one of the aides who controlled Biden's auto pen, and she would utilize the auto pen without actually verifying from Joe Biden himself that it was an authorized action. She assumed. She assumed because somebody told her, Biden said it's okay, sign it. That's what she did. Now we hear from the White House Chief of Staff, Jeff Zients, who actually approved pardons for Dr. Fauci and others on January the 19th. In an email chain, Zients hit reply all and wrote to all the requested pardons, quote, I, not the president, not Biden, not the commander-in-chief, I, meaning Jeff Zients, approve the use of the auto pen for the execution of all of the following pardons. One of those was Tony Fauci. Joe Biden's chief of staff, Anthony Bernal, skipped his deposition. White House physician Dr. O'Connor pleaded the Fifth Amendment at least 10 times last week, refused to answer questions about Biden's health decline. So there we have it, the auto pen scandal, which we were very suspicious of, the sketchy way that it was being used. And because, let's face it, the staffers in Jill, they were running the White House. So they were also running the auto pen. This is now Joe Biden in CYA mode because, look, there might be legislation involved here. We know there are pardons certainly involved, and some of them criminal. And now the big question is Tony Fauci's pardon null and void. Stay tuned. We will ask that question as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, or you can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Monday morning rush hour is upon us, and that means it's time for the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
We are looking at a brief delay, and I said earlier it was a broken-down vehicle. They come to find out it turned out to be debris in the right lane, right tube, southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. All of that is cleared. 95 now is just about clear of any backup going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But the word gets out back in Rosedale, and 895 went over that way for a little bit, and we're backed up now before the O'Donnell Street ramp on 895. So about 5-6 minutes there, and we're under 5 minutes now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and that recovery is underway. Nothing major yet on the Beltway, though the west side starts to fill in that stretch between Liberty Road and I-70, but no problems. JFX, you're clear. Very nice right now coming towards downtown between Ruxton Road and the ramps at Fayette Street, Guilford Avenue, St. Paul Street, and Maryland Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild start today, but again, strong and severe storms possible starting later on this afternoon. Here we go again.
Every day.
The same pattern as last week. Heavy rain flood watch is in effect until 2 p.m. this afternoon. High will be in the upper 80s, and storms again possible Tuesday and Wednesday. I know Kristen not happy to hear that because she's got some scheduled vacation time off here in the next couple of days, so hopefully the rains will hold off. All right, flood watch in effect right now, 76 in Annapolis and 73 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news here this morning. American food giant Kraft Heinz is preparing to split itself into two. They're now separating, apparently. Chuck, you may no longer put your Heinz ketchup on your Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh.
Not
very likely, anyway.
Not kosher. British actor Monty Python member Eric Idle says he would be proud to be kicked out of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody tell Eric he can leave on his own?
Sure.
You know? Like, get the hell out.
Like right now.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't like it, you're just, you know, walk right out.
Scram.
Keep, as Les used to say, keep walking west until your hat floats. The Trump administration has slapped a 30% tariff on Mexico and the European Union starting August 1st. So announcing further sanctions on Mexico starting in August, Taco Tuesday will now just be plain old Tuesday. Can get rid of that. And stop all this Cinco de Mayo stuff while we're at it
as
well.
Get out of here with that stuff.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with American holiday.
Made up anyway.
Exactly. Major layoffs have begun at the U.S. State Department. This will be interesting to see how many of these needless jobs that we're getting. Well, I think it's 1,300, isn't it?
So, yeah, that's the number. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they saw all these people. Yeah, it was amazing. I was watching as they were packing up their stuff and leaving Foggy Bottom, and they were like cheering. I mean, the employees. They're watching as people came out with their boxes. I mean, who pats themselves on the back as they're taking their belongings out of there? New report out: Amazon was caught raising their prices instead of cutting them for Prime Days.
Hmm.
Got to pay for that Bezos wedding, okay?
Yeah, right.
And the yacht. Kanye West has been accused of sex trafficking. Says he's not worried. Everything on him is in the Epstein files. And, of course, we'll never see those. President Trump is considering revoking Rosie O'Donnell's U.S. citizenship. Did you see the exchange between these two over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
She's currently living in Ireland, and she's been making all sorts of nasty stuff. So Trump basically says, well, I'm considering stripping her of her U.S. citizenship. She's a threat to humanity.
And he shouldn't say anything about stripping her.
Exactly. That would be bad.
Ooh, no, never mind.
Yeah. We asked Rosie, how's the view from over there? She said, it's just Whoopi and Joy screaming over top of each other. So if it's on 5 hours later.
Why did she even get 2 seconds worth of press?
Because it's anti-Trump. She's got TDS, Trump derangement syndrome. Anybody that is Trump deranged gets automatic, 5 minutes of fame, right, no matter where they are. Let me see if you remember this song way back when in 1959, Chuck. Remember the name of the song?
Dave Baby Cortez.
You are correct, sir. Called the Happy Organ. But it was not so happy because we just found out Dave died.
Oh.
3 years ago.
Oh, I guess his organ gave out.
But his label just found out. And they announced it. Dave was 80.
Nice.
Dave was 83. His daughter said he had passed away in his home in the Bronx and lived like a recluse for many, many years.
You never heard anything about him after that.
No, that was it. The one and done. Dave Baby Cortez with a happy organ has left us at the age of 80. New list of the most loved regional accents across America is now in, according to the folks at... was this Harper's Bazaar? Maybe. I don't know which one. But what do you think the number one accent? Is it the Southern accent, the New England accent, the New York accent?
I think it would be New England.
New England? They're up there in the top. Number one is Southern Louisiana's Cajun accent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Also the top 10 list are Long Island, Florida. I didn't think Florida had an accent.
We've got a bunch of accents.
Well, yeah, a bunch of it, because you get the Midwestern accent on the West Coast, right?
Well, you go into Spring Hill, and all the New Yorkers are in Spring Hill.
And a lot of New Yorkers are like Boca, West Palm.
Yeah, West Palm.
Right.
Fort Lauderdale.
But I've been told it's like Sarasota and other points are pretty much Michigan, Wisconsin,
Canada, for
Maine.
A while.
Exactly. So just crazy. But the Cajun accent is funny. I mean, it's hard. It really is hard to understand. It's almost as bad as the Cockney accent in in London.
Friends with Frankie Ford, who did Sea Cruise. And, you know, he was from there with Fats Domino with that Cajun accent. And it was funny to listen to.
Yeah, especially when they get going. I guess the other one is, it doesn't really rank all that high, but they speak something called pidgin in Hawaii.
Oh, pidgin.
Yeah. It is a completely different dialect altogether. It's English, but it's like really fractured English.
Frank used to have a couple of pigeons on Baltimore Street.
Yes, he did.
Right. Now, real quick before we go.
Yes, sir.
We had construction there. Now they're wrapping it up. Northbound 83 up before York Road was blocking the right lane. They're picking up the cones as we speak.
All right, very good. Thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple, 6:20 minutes after the hour. The big question here is, now that we know that the AutoPen scandal is growing, now that we have admissions by staffers that Joe Biden did not approve, either in writing or verbally, some of these pardons, what does that mean? Congress, James Comer, the House Oversight Chairman of that committee, saying that they're going to make referrals to the Justice Department. But the big question there, what, if anything, will Pam Bondi do with this information? And will they open up an investigation? We shall see. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Speaking of Fauci, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has officially, and this is, Fauci's gone, right? He's gone. He's no longer a factor. And it's Dr. Marty Makary, who is the head of the FDA right now. They've officially granted full approval to Moderna's controversial mRNA COVID-19 jab Spikevax for children as young as 6 months old through 11 years of age, who are deemed at increased risk of COVID-19. The jab was previously unavailable for kids under emergency use authorization. Now they've green-lighted it. Full approval. And this is an experimental clot shot. And despite the growing evidence of adverse events, reactions, myocarditis, pericarditis, allergic reactions, and even seizures in young recipients, the FDA has signed off for children 6 to 11 that are at increased risk. Some things never change. 6:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
98-95 now, southbound is getting some of that overflow traffic where we had the stoppage earlier in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So now we're slow back beyond the Eastern Avenue ramp. It's moving, but it's slow. It's about 10 minutes from there going through the tunnel and towards Child Street at the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95, in the meantime, pretty much back to normal now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel with all the lanes open, and then looking at the camera going south from there down to 395. No problems on 95 right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is a mild start today, but strong to severe storms are in the forecast. and possible starting later on this afternoon into this evening. Heavy rain and gusty winds. Flood watch in effect until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 80s. And then storms possible again tomorrow through Wednesday. Right now, flood watch is in effect. 75 in the city, 75 in Middle River. It's 624. Let's go to the phones. Mark's in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, John. By the way, today is July 14th, Bastille Day, the beginning of the French Revolution, 237th anniversary, for what it's worth. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, well, let the French celebrate that. We got our own Independence Day.
That's correct. The reason, yeah, that was 10 days ago. Anyway, there was a provision in the U.S. Constitution that was amended, I believe, in 1947 that calls for the fact, if you remember, that if the President of the United States is disabled, then the Vice President, I'm not sure how it exactly works, but there is a temporary, if the President is temporarily disabled for whatever reason, then the Vice President and some of the Cabinet officers then declare the President temporarily disabled, and they assume the duties. So why didn't they go through that route? At least Harris would have been remember, they all stole the election back in November 2020.
Yeah, I think the reason why, Mark, that's a good point, is that the President himself either has to sign off on that, or, let's say the President's unconscious. I mean, so the Vice President then automatically would assume the President's responsibilities. Let's say the President's knocked out for whatever reason. We don't know. The President takes ill, goes into a coma. We wouldn't use the 25th Amendment immediately, but there is, that's why you have a line of succession. So when he goes down, he's not available, he's not cogent, he's not conscious, then the Vice President immediately would take over. And you remember the Alexander Haig thing when he said, I'm in charge, back in the day when Reagan was incapacitated because of the assassination attempt. So Haig tried a little bit of a power play then, and that was a little bit of a lesson in and what the line of succession was. But the 25th Amendment is, you know, when the President is not incapacitated, at least he's conscious, but there might be other reasons why he needs to be removed. So, but you do need the Cabinet to do that. They have to get there. I think it's the Vice President, and of course, I can't remember all of the officers that have to sign off on it, but I think it's a majority of his Cabinet. But it's a great question, Mark. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. You have a great Bastille Day. Maybe you'll still celebrate with a French baguette and something else, but not me. Again, now look, I appreciate the French did help us during our revolution, as did Spain a little bit, but again, they have of late have been problematic, to say the least. Let's see, we got Jim in the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton, saying, good morning, and with today's technology, what justification is there to use the AutoPen for signing any legal document? As they're always quick to say, the White House travels with the President. Save the auto pen for Christmas and birthday cards. I think that's, and for these resolutions that, you know, just take up the President's time, that have no legal merit or standing at all whatsoever, I do think that is what the auto pen should be used for. Any kind of legislation, I don't think you can use the auto pen on legislation, but I have to go back and look. But, oh, that's my phone going off. How's that happen? Let me put that on mute. In any event, that are something that I think that with the pardons, that to me is problematic. When you're pardoning criminals, when you're pardoning, and I'd still think that the pardon of some of these people, including Fauci, these are what are being called, what, future pardons. For what? Future crimes, future thoughts. So how do you pardon somebody when they've not been charged? I don't think those should be allowed either, but they were allowed in this particular case. And why isn't the Trump Justice Department, a.k.a. Pam Bondi, she's got her own little kerfuffle going on right now with the Epstein files, with the Bongino flap. We'll get to that later on in the show. The President weighing in on that yesterday as well. Maybe they are looking at it. We're being told there's a big announcement, big news coming in the next 10 days over the some big investigation that they're doing. And then this whole thing with Epstein might be a head fake. So let's wait and see. But I would think that at the very least, you would challenge those kinds of pardons in court. court. If somebody has been convicted of a crime, clearly they would be eligible for a pardon. If no one has been charged, would he just give them a blank slate? I mean, it's happened before. Biden wasn't the first to do it. Other presidents have done it. I just think nobody has challenged it, and that's a shame. All right, 629, I want to tell you about the Christmas in July sale Rescue Natural Supplements is offering right now. You can save 50, 60, up to 73% on all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements or nutraceuticals with no side effects for omega-3s. Of course, if you're battling cholesterol, if you are not falling asleep and staying asleep, there's the Rescue PM Melts and Liquid. There is the Ideal Weight if you're trying to lose some weight. There's the Rescue Probiotic and Vital D3 that helps build an immune system. There are over 50 different natural supplements that you can have already been, slashed, site-wide, 50, 60, up to 73%, as I said. And right now, I'm going to help you out with some free shipping as well, which will be good until Friday at midnight. Just use the code FREESEND, FREESEND, and you get free shipping on your order from Rescue Natural Supplements, res-q.com, or 1-800-26-ALIVE. 6:30, once again, news headlines in for Bruce this morning. Here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. A shooting in Southwest Baltimore has claimed a life. Police say the 56-year-old male victim was shot early Saturday morning along the 3900 block of Frederick Avenue. He was taken to an area hospital where he later died. A man's in the hospital after a shooting in Cockeysville. Police say the 31-year-old victim was gunned down late Saturday afternoon along Lord Byron Lane. The victim is said to be in stable condition. The National Weather Service says flooding in the Baltimore area could increase over the next few days as more rain falls. The Patapsco River around Patapsco Valley State Park reached as high as 19 feet Sunday afternoon. The minor flooding caused Hammonds Ferry Road and Furnace Avenue in Elkridge to be temporarily closed. Drivers are reminded to turn around if they see a flooded roadway. A vandalism spree in South Baltimore early Sunday is under investigation. Over 30 vehicles and some businesses were vandalized. Glass shattered in and around the Federal Hill neighborhood. The break-ins were reported from Lee Street to Washington Boulevard to Patapsco Street. National Black Restaurant Week is underway, and the city of Baltimore has a long list of participating restaurants. Among those is a new name to the list, Creole Soul Kitchen and Bar, along with some returning favorites such as Heartbeat Cafe, Miss Toya's Southern Kitchen, and Milk and Honey. A full list of participating restaurants is available online at blackrestaurantweeks.com. And gas prices are slowly on the decline in Maryland. At last check, the average driver is paying around $3.17 for regular unleaded. Prices in Washington, Charles, St. Mary's, and Cecil counties are the cheapest in the state. Drivers in Western and Central Maryland are seeing the highest costs. We'll be back after this.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 627, pick 4, 1514. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Way still looks good early this morning at Hartford Road on the inner loop at Green Spring, and even the west side, not bad right now, from 795 down through Frederick Road. The southwest side of the Beltway, the lanes are open coming up from Ritchie Highway through I-97 and towards the VW Parkway. We're now getting delays and the slower traffic, 95 south after the O'Donnell Street ramp, so that's beginning to slow towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is already backed up near the Erdman Avenue ramp. So right now we're about 7 to 10 minutes with heavy traffic at both the tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert once again as we are tracking the potential for more heavy rain, thunderstorms, and bringing with it the potential for some flooding as we head into your Monday late afternoon and evening time. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, continuing to track storms on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. An extremely disappointing ending to an extremely disappointing first half for the Birds. Baltimore getting pummeled by Kyle Stowers and the Marlins yesterday. 11-1 was the final, one day after getting shut out 6-0. Stowers with three homers against his former team as the Birds end up 43-52 at the break. That's nine games under, well back in both the division and the wild card race, if you can call it that, for Baltimore. Post-game reaction first from Stowers on his triumphant return.
You know, it's just fun to do it with these guys. They've, you know, really rooted for me and Connor this series, and as we all have for, you know, various people, you know, that have played against former teams. Like I said, I got a lot of love for the organization, Orioles organization, but it definitely felt really good to have a game like that against them.
The Connor he's referring to, of course, is Connor Norby. Brandon Young gave up all three homers to Stowers yesterday.
Yeah, he is, but, I mean, I just made bad pitches and bad times, and he made me pay for it. Especially going in all-star break, you know, trying to get off on a, you know, have good vibes for the break. But, yeah, it's disappointing to say the least.
And Jackson Holliday on what comes next for Baltimore.
I think for us, it's taking it one day at a time. So that first day, you know, Friday after the break, I think our job as players is to focus on winning that game, going 1-0 to start, and then just seeing what happens from there.
Elsewhere in baseball, at age 17, shortstop Eli Willits becoming the youngest player selected number one overall in the MLB draft in 38 years. The Nats plucked him yesterday out of Fort Cobb Broxton High School in Oklahoma. The last 17-year-old taken first overall was Ken Griffey Jr. by the Mariners in 1987. Orioles had four of the top 37 picks in last night's MLB draft and used their first pick, number 19 overall, to nab a big bat. Outfielder catcher Ike Irish out of Auburn, considered perhaps the most well-rounded bat available in the draft. Baseball America beat writer Carlos Collazo opines on where the 21-year-old may end up playing in the field.
The catcher question is interesting because I think most scouts push him to outfield moving forward. He's got a great arm. He's a really good athlete. If he wants to catch, I would stick him there and see what a pro development group can do with him, because there have been so many catchers who have been written off for the position in college who just get so much better when they focus on it. But wherever he plays, I think the hit power combination is really exciting.
Irish entered 2025 contending for the title of best catching prospect in college baseball, but spent most of the spring in right field after fracturing his right scapula when hit by a pitch in March. Didn't stop him, though, from hitting .364, 19 homers, and 58 driven in 55 games. All-Star Week now officially underway. The Home Run Derby tonight, All-Star Game tomorrow night. Starting pitchers announced over the weekend. Paul Skeens for the NL and Tarek Skubal out of the Tigers will start for the American League. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Jannik Sinner over two-time defending champ Carlos Alcaraz in four sets to win the men's title at Wimbledon. Iga Swiatek made history on Saturday in the women's final, a double big hole win over American Amanda Anisimova. 6-love, 6-love, just the third time in women's final history that that's happened, and the first at Wimbledon in 114 years. NASCAR road course in Sonoma goes to Shane Van Gisbergen, now tied with three other drivers for the most Cup Series win in 2025. The time now is 6:37 when we return, a poignant moment Saturday at Camden Yards.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
And you were there on Saturday.
I was, but I missed the first pitch and the national anthem, which my grandson was extremely disappointed. He goes,
really? And that was his first time ever.
Why didn't we sing the national anthem?
Ooh.
And I said, well, they did. We just weren't here for it.
Now, he's how old?
Three.
3 years old.
Yeah.
So that was his first game?
First game ever. And boy, was he in awe.
Really?
Yeah.
How does he even know about, like, singing the national anthem at a game?
You know, he does it at home. He likes the national anthem. He really does. does. He loves it. And of course, now his sister, she was all over the place. I think she lasted about a half an inning before we had to take her out. But
That's probably
but she came back later. Yeah, exactly. But it just, you know, I looked at, look, the ballpark is beautiful. It's still one of the best ballparks in the Major League Baseball. It's been years since I've been down there. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it.
Why?
And I just, even when they were winning, I didn't, for some reason, it was just, my son got tickets and they decided to treat us. So I
went down
there. But for whatever reason, and I just walking, because we were parked near M&T Bank Stadium, and walking just outside this, now up the walkway all the way up through the stadium's fine.
Beautiful.
But everything around the neighborhood is filth. It's the trash, the homeless, the zombies walking around in broad daylight. The underbrush was all overgrown, growing over in the sidewalks. Come on, man, clean up your city. Don't you have some pride?
Well, that's why a lot of people don't go, to be honest. The poignant moment that I was talking about, and I guess you missed it, though, was the first pitch of Saturday was the great-grandson of Babe Ruth threw it out. His name is Brent Stevens. He was actually promoting a book, which has come out, 85 great quotes from the Babe. Great pictures from the old, from the old days. But the great grandson of Babe Ruth. How is that? How great is that?
That is great
for Baltimore baseball tradition and history.
That is great, and it just and seeing the team up close and just boy, they need everything. They need bats. They need pitching. The bullpen imploded on Saturday. Yeah, Trevor Rogers actually pitched very well.
I think he gave up one run in 6 2/3.
But I think he hit about 100 pitches, and that was it was a very hot day, very humid.
Yeah, it's interesting. Social media was all over this yesterday, as I'm sure you can imagine. Stowers comes back to Baltimore and hits three homers. But you know what? Trevor Rogers could end up being, because he was in that deal.
He pitched
that could
really
end up being a good deal for Baltimore.
He pitched really well. He was at 100 pitches. He gave up a single. He eventually got charged with that run and took the loss. But the bullpen just was bad. And then, of course, Gunnar got thrown out at the plate in the first inning. And it just they've hit the skids again.
They're 9-500 with not a lot of hope at this point.
All right, we'll see. It's All-Star break. We'll see if that'll rejuvenate.
You got it.
Gary, appreciate that. If you have not heard about the California farm ice raid, and if you've not seen the videos yet, they are just appalling. So you have federal authorities went after this. They got tips that there were all sorts of illegals working at this weed farm in California. By the way, one of the owner of the weed farm is a donor to Gavin Newsom. And that might explain why Gavin Newsom is defending all this. But I'll tell you what I think was behind this in just a second. But what we find out is we watched the videos that ICE agents were under attack. They were assaulted. They're actually guys with guns firing bullets, firing shots at ICE agents. There's a $50,000 reward that the FBI now is offering in exchange for information to that individual. But as they were leaving the farm, they're being pelted with rocks and stone, and they never got out to stand and arrest any. President Trump said he was appalled by it, and these slime balls, his word, not mine, should be arrested. And I agree. I don't know why ICE didn't stop. And if that's an assault on a federal agent, even if they're in the car, that is a felony. And they let him get away with it. That's got to stop right now. But they did pick up 300 illegals nabbed in this cannabis farm ICE raid, including one of these individuals was a child predator. He did 7 years for kidnapping and attempted rape, prior conviction for attempted child molestation. And this fellow was working at the camp along with 10 children, some as young as 13 or 14 years old, at a weed farm. Here is Stephen Miller on the Democrats trying to protect those working at this farm.
I never thought we would ever see the day when Democrat politicians would use language and use rhetoric that would encourage illegal aliens and radical left nonprofits to try to murder ICE officers. But that's where we are right now.
Yeah. Democrat State Senator Megan Hunt of Nebraska, defending an illegal alien accused of murder in her home state, called ICE the Gestapo. But again, clearly, children were being trafficked and were working on this farm.
This marijuana plantation is a clear-cut example of labor trafficking and child trafficking, which are heinous crimes.
Yeah, heinous to say the least, and he'll weigh in on the insurrection that took place during this raid in just a moment. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Sun is out. Very nice this morning in Annapolis, and all three lanes are open on the Bay Bridge, moving west, eventually over through Sandy Point. Oceanic Drive through there. Traffic eastbound towards Kent Island is also clear. Then at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, I-97, and up at I-97 at Route 32. No issues right now. Just got a report that a tree has fallen at Old Court Road at Scott's Level Road. That's very close to the Beltway on Old Court Road, so keep an eye out local traffic there. And in the meantime, we've had some problems earlier with a broken down vehicle, some debris in the roadway at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That backed us up, 895 backed up, and now we're starting to see those delays become more consistent on both 95 and 895 southbound. Back over on the west side Beltway, a little haze, maybe a little fog now developing, starting to see that in the area, but the lanes are open and still clear as we're crossing Route 40 on the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild start today, but again, strong to severe storms possible later on this afternoon, evening hours. Heavy rain and a flood watch in effect till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Highs about upper 80s. Right now, a flood watch in effect 76 in Dundalk, 75 in Arnold. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name. Johnson.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
By the way, those storms are in Morgantown right now.
Ah, on their way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dunkin's announced. By the way, today's National Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh, good. I like that.
Who doesn't like macaroni and cheese? I mean,
right.
It's got to be. Is there a comfort macaroni and cheese that you like? Is there a specific one? Because now you got all sorts of variations. You got lobster mac and cheese. You got crabby mac and cheese. You got all sorts of just seafood mac and cheese. Just the regular stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, do you like it out of the box? Do you like it homemade from scratch, baked? Like a little croutons on top, little breadcrumbs, rather?
No.
Oh, you just like
out
it plain.
Out of the box and right there, right on the stovetop.
All right. Oh, so you like it just right out of the box. All right.
That's good.
Yeah, I like, of course, it takes a long time to really make the other from scratch, but
sure.
It's really good stuff. Let's see. Dunkin's new 2025 summer menu arrives. We're like a month into summer now, and they're a little late on their menu, but
yes.
Well, most of it's all frozen coffee, cookie dough frozen coffee. It must be a sugar bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Mint chocolate chip frozen coffee, butter pecan frozen coffee. You get the summer munchkins bucket, Mr. Wizard. 50 count assortment of munchkin donuts there and a reusable beach bucket.
Oh, a beach bucket.
It also comes with a sand shovel and sifter. So on your way to the beach.
Side job.
Yeah, exactly. On your way to the beach, pick up a summer munchkins bucket, and then you got your donuts, and then you have your toy for the kids or grandkids.
Wow.
Got the Star Spangled Donut out there. Much, much more. It's all now at Dunkin'. $2 personal pan pizzas at Pizza Hut on Tuesdays, this month only. Mm-hmm. So every Tuesday, that would be tomorrow, they're called $2 Tuesdays at Pizza Hut. Krispy Kreme welcoming their new DC superhero-themed donuts because of the Superman film that opened up over the weekend. I understand it did pretty well, even though it's woke.
Yeah.
$120 million or something.
Well, the youngins will go see it.
Yeah, but most of the money I heard was overseas. So, Superman donut, that is a shell donut filled with white cream, dipped in light blue icing, topped with buttercream clouds, and a Superman-themed sprinkle blend.
Oh, talk about a sugar punch.
Yeah, really. You got a Batman donut and a Wonder Woman donut as well.
Oh, no kidding.
Kettle Chips.
No kidding.
Announcing the limited edition chili crisp flavor, if you like that, for on your potato chips at Kettle Chips. But, you know, it is, it's Mac and Cheese Day. Go out and celebrate with some macaroni and cheese.
You know who has, I'm trying to think who has it, Chick-fil-A has good mac and cheese.
Yes, you're right, they do. We go take our grandchildren there. They love the mac and cheese at Chick-fil-A.
I like all their stuff. And yeah. If I say it loud enough, he might hear me. He's right down the street.
That's right. You're looking for a little biscuit sandwich or
a
something.
A little groveling,
yeah,
first thing
exactly.
In the morning.
It's always, right. Yeah. Not groveling, it's just trolling. We call it trolling.
That's both.
All right. All right, Chuck's seen a couple. Right. 647, Stephen Miller saying that, you know, the rock-throwing, gun-shooting, illegal aliens at this California pot farm raid. Again, I think it was the second biggest raid in history. I think in his first term, Trump raided a factory. I think over 700 illegals were busted. This is like 320. But he says this is really the true insurrection.
California and Los Angeles are waging insurrection against the federal government. They are protecting those who traffic in the suffering of children.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons also saying that what Democrats are doing in California and elsewhere is that they're aiding and abetting the cartels as well.
Cartels are waging war against America, and their allies are the Democrat Party. And their allies are the Democrat politicians that are incentivizing these migrant mobs to try to murder our ICE officers in cold blood.
Yeah, and Democrat Salud Carballal of California doxed an ICE employee who was left bloodied by left-wing rioters at the California pot farm. Carballal shared the agent's business card. So he got the agent gave him his business card because he wanted to make a complaint or something. So what the Democrat did, he then gave it to this violent mob, and they tracked him down and then beat the living tar out of him. Just amazing. So again, it is it's very, very sad that we have to see this in America. And that judge, remember we talked about her on Friday, she tentatively said you can't go after illegal aliens based on their skin color and based on their occupation. And that was a tentative ruling. Well, she then shut down all the ICE raids in Southern California. And I looked it up. This is Judge Maami Awusu-Mensah Frimpong, a Biden appointee. You know how she got confirmed? Let me share it with you. And again, this is where the Republican Party is just stupid as all get out. She was confirmed because 25 Republican senators didn't show up to work on the day of the confirmation vote. That's right. Had the GOP showed up and voted against her, she would not have been confirmed. This is the only one. That's the Judge Amir Ali is another one who issued the 90-day freeze on foreign aid in February. So the most radical of judges in the Biden regime, many, not all, but many of them were confirmed because Republicans failed to do their job and show up for work. And so it's just not the Democrats you got to worry about now. It's a lot of rhinos and swampy Republicans as well. 6:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, a new GAO report out on the Secret Service failures at the one-year anniversary of the Butler assassination attempt. The president weighing in on that and more. We got the Bongino, Bondi flap, and the fate of the MS-13 man all in the next hour, along with your calls and comments. 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update here is Lugnuts Johnson.
A couple of new things. A report of an accident in the city, Pulaski Highway, before the light at Armistead Way. They're saying Pulaski Highway 95, same exact area, so heads up for that if you're coming in from North Point Road. There's a report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet. There's a camera in that area. The report is BW Parkway southbound after Westport and before the bridge at 895. So as you're traveling south from the city county line, you're going out to the Beltway. Heads up, I looked at the ramp coming off of 95 onto Russell Street. Not backed up right now, but there may be an incident southbound around the city county line on 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start, but strong to severe thunderstorms are again possible this afternoon into the evening. And heavy rain, flood watch in effect, and highs in the upper 80s. Pretty much the same for tomorrow and Wednesday as well. Flood watch right now, 75 in Parkville, 75 in Pasadena. Let's take a phone call from Joey in Edgewood. Good morning, Joey. Hello, Joey. Joey could not hang or fell out of the cell. Give us a call, Joey. A call back if you can, 410-922-6680. Let's go to Dave in Annapolis. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you.
I heard a prior caller talk about Bastille Day, and I was thinking about Jeffrey Epstein case. I was thinking about the auto signature pen, and it seemed to me that the Bastille or Dale, the revolution in France, happened as a result of the way the leaders were treating the public.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that there's some parallels happening right now, and I sure hope our founding fathers gave us a good way of writing our ship of state.
Yeah, I think history repeats itself, as you know, and we're watching it, whether it's in France or whether it's here. It's the way that the people are treated. That's what led to the French Revolution, and you just don't know. You just don't know what's going to happen.
I understand, but you would think that our elected leaders would be able to be smart enough to say, hey, you know, everybody's objecting about not seeing the Epstein files. Maybe we ought to take a look at that. I mean, it would be all right with me if Trump came out and said, hey, I looked at the files. Too many of our elected officials are involved. So I met with them. And I told him, if you guys ever get involved in anything like that, I will see that you are castrated. and we're gonna stop everything in place for the good of the country, but not necessarily the good of those people that committed the crimes.
Yep, I hear you. By the way, I was shocked. Dave, thanks for the call. I was shocked to see the Baltimore Sun poll. A Sun paper poll, 88% want the Epstein files released. 88% of Baltimore Sun readers. Maybe because they think Trump is in there for whatever reason. I don't know. Dana Bash tried to catch Tom Homan, the chief cook and bottle washer of immigration, on stopping people on the color of their skin.
One thing I have heard over and over anecdotally is that people who are in the United States legally are scared about getting swept up in all of this because of the color of their skin, because they speak with an accent, because of the location where they might be going. And they're not going out. They don't want to be detained by mistake, have their kids or themselves traumatized. Are you comfortable with that?
There's no, if they're in the country legally, they got no reason to be afraid. ICE is looking for those in the country legally, and we're still prioritizing public safety threats and national security threats. That's the priority. But like I said, you know, we do have collateral arrests in many areas because we're out looking for those public safety threats. But we're going to enforce immigration law, too. I mean, it's not okay to be in this country legally. It's not okay to enter this country legally. It's a crime. But legal aliens shouldn't, and U.S. citizens should not be afraid that they're going to be swept up in a raid.
Yeah, if you're here legally, you got no concern whatsoever. But then there's Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown at a time when Maryland wants the FBI headquarters here in Greenbelt, and they're asking for federal funding not to be cut off. He might want to think or rethink his public pronouncements.
If you want federal transportation dollars, you've got to cooperate with ICE, and Maryland refuses to cooperate with ICE.
Maryland, he now speaks for Maryland, okay? Not the governor. Well, the Attorney General now is speaking for Maryland. We're not cooperating with ICE. Okay? You just cut yourself off of federal funding. Governor, you may want to rein him in a little bit. Just saying. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny's going to make sure the home that you're trying to sell does get sold for the price that you're looking for and in the time frame in which you seek to sell it. And how does Vinny do that? It's a guarantee, I see, because he's got a database, tens of thousands of buyers. These are folks that have been pre-vetted, pre-qualified, or are just looking for a home, and they get a chance to see your home even before it hits the open market or the MLS. It's why Vinny's track record is excellent. It's why he's been able to sell so many homes within days, not weeks, not months, or years, but within days, sometimes within minutes. So call Vinny, and either he or one of his agents will come out, sit down, discuss your home and the staging and whether you want to trade it in or sell your home, stay in your home, or whether you want a fixer-upper program, whatever it is, Vinny will work with you. And once you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. Guaranteed. Call 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Up next, how bad was it? A new GAO report says the Secret Service botched it badly.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Plugston in Washington. President Trump's special envoy to Ukraine and Russia has arrived in Kiev to discuss the war and the administration's policy. The visit comes as the president promises to send U.S.-made Patriot missiles to Ukraine.
I haven't agreed on the number yet, but they're going to have some because they do need protection. But the European Union is paying for it. We're not paying anything for it. But we will send it. It'll be business for us, and we will send them Patriots.
On a nightly basis, Russia's military has been pounding Ukrainian cities with hundreds of drones and missiles. Donald Trump has said he's unhappy with Russian President Putin. A wildfire has destroyed an historic lodge and dozens of other structures on the Grand Canyon's North Rim, forcing that area to be closed for the rest of the season. Firefighters and hikers in the inner canyon were evacuated over the weekend. There were no injuries. As the search for missing victims of the July 4th flooding in Texas continues, volunteers are helping move debris and clean up. Murray Van Gundy is with Kerrville Bible Church.
One of our members of our church, their house flooded up in Hunt, so we spent Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday cleaning their house out, and they were able to salvage the structure of it, ripped all the drywall out of the ceilings, out of the walls. They had 3 feet of mud throughout the whole house. It reached 10 feet in their house, but thankfully they got out safe.
At least 132 people were killed in the devastating floods, more than 170 still missing. The European Union has decided to hold off on imposing retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods that were set to begin today. Over the weekend, President Trump announced 30% tariffs on EU and Mexican goods. In Kentucky, a gunman shot a state trooper yesterday, then fled to a nearby church in Lexington, where he shot and killed two women. More at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Are you over the age of 55 and want to secure your wealth with physical gold and silver? We are Advantage Gold, the number one customer-rated gold company in America. We have been helping investors take their 401ks and retirement accounts and diversify them into physical precious metals like gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call us right now, 800-900-8000. Just call 800-900-8000 and claim your free gold investing starter kit. Also learn how you might qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Please consult your tax or financial advisor. Call us at 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather in the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Slowing on the Beltway west side is only right in the area between I-70 and Route 40. And then after that, from the ramp at Frederick Road down the hill, good to go towards 95. JFX is clear. We're recovering pretty nicely at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The backup now is south of O'Donnell Street into the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895, which only has two lanes south, is slowing around the east. Eastern Avenue ramp and back towards Erdman Avenue. So from there through the tunnel could be 10-12 minute delays right now on the southbound side. One wreck in the city, Pulaski Highway, Armistead Way. And again, heads up if you're leaving the city, wreck reported southbound on the BW Parkway near the Anne Arundel County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert once again as we are tracking the potential for more heavy rain, thunderstorms, and bringing with it the potential for some flooding as we head into your Monday late afternoon and evening time. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, continuing to track storms on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 76 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Police are investigating a weekend vandalism spree in South Baltimore. Police say there were 35 incidents of property destruction from Saturday morning until Sunday afternoon around the Federal Hill area. A couple of restaurants were also broken into. A man is dead after a shooting in Southwest Baltimore. Police say the 56-year-old victim was shot early Saturday morning along the 3900 block of Frederick Avenue. He was taken to an area hospital where he later died. A man's in the hospital in stable condition after a shooting over the weekend in Cockeysville. Police say the 31-year-old victim was gunned down late Saturday afternoon along Lord Byron Lane. And the eastbound span of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge will be closed from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. through Wednesday. Crews are working on the deck replacement project during the overnight hours. Work will begin a bit later Thursday through Saturday night. A daytime closure of one eastbound lane could occur through Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 627, pick 4, 1514. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Start on Sports is up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Mercifully, the first half of the baseball season is over in Baltimore, concluding yesterday with an historic performance by a former Oriole.
Stowers hits one high and deep right again. Did he do it again? Oh, yeah, he did! The King of Baltimore, Kyle Stowers. Remember him? A three-homer day.
Jack McMullen with the call on Wins AM 940. That's the Marlins radio network. Kyle Stowers, the former Oriole, makes Mike Elias think thrice about that deal. 11-1 was the final, taking 2 of 3 in the series. Birds end an extremely disappointing first half at 9 games under .500. MLB draft last night, first 3 rounds, shortstop Eli Willits goes number 1 in a surprise move to the Nats. Ethan Holliday, that's the son of Matt and the brother of Jackson, is now a Colorado Rocky at number 4. The Orioles select 7 players in the first 3 rounds of the MLB draft. It was catcher Ike Irish at number 19 out of Auburn, considered one of the best offensive players in the draft. Caden Bodine, another catcher, number 30 out of Coastal Carolina. With their 5th pick at number 58, left-hand pitcher Joe Zerwa was named the 2025 Big Ten Pitcher of the Year out of Michigan State. 8-3 with a 2.36 ERA, 104 strikeouts in 91 innings pitched. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's National Mac and Cheese Day, and I'll tell you where to go for the best. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Bruce has got the vacation days here next, today and tomorrow. Back on Wednesday with us. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the fate of MS-13 man, which is still being debated and discussed between the courts. And whether he'll ever set foot in Maryland again, that is a big question. The big Bongino Bondi flap that broke over the weekend, we'll take a look at that. President has weighed in on, said he spoke with Dan Bongino. We will share that with you, as well as, you know, a lot of folks really want to know the truth as to what happened with the Epstein list. But our top story here today is there's a new government accountability, government affairs office, rather, that they put out this report about the United States Secret Service and how badly they botched the protection detail on President Trump a year ago yesterday in Butler, Pennsylvania. And it's damning. It's worse than you could expect. This new report from the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee outlines the massive security failures that happened a year ago. I think one of the most chilling findings I read in the report is that the Secret Service did not even discipline an agent who was made aware of the shooter 25 minutes before he fired off 8 rounds at the president and innocent rallygoers, killing one, wounding 2 others. They did nothing to this agent. 22-page report examines the stunning failures by the U.S. Secret Service. And it says basically that this report, in addition to the fact that they saw him, they knew he was on the rooftop, and they knew he was in on the grounds with a range finder at least 25 minutes prior. So you see somebody wandering around the grounds with a range finder as a Secret Service agent, you better let somebody know. But apparently the way they did that was also botched. They did not inform the proper people. The president should never have been allowed to take the stage that day based on what the Secret Service knew ahead of time. Another report from the Government Accountability Office reveals the Secret Service was made aware of a threat against Trump's life 10 days prior. You know, the Iran assassination plot? But did not alert the team responsible for securing Trump's rally at Butler, Pennsylvania. In fact, they put an inexperienced agent with the name of Mitsoto Perez in charge of the site. Had no experience whatsoever. This is a former president and a presidential candidate at a major outdoor rally with an assassination plot afoot and a rangefinder guy on the grounds. And you acted as if it was just another walk in the park. The report found that an unnamed Secret Service security room agent, the individual in charge of communications, who was partially identified as a special agent in charge of the Buffalo Field office, was allegedly informed about a suspicious individual carrying a rangefinder 25 minutes before the shooting. That turned out to be 20-year-old Thomas Crooks. The agent decided to have the Secret Service counter unmanned aerial systems agent relay the information via phone to the counter-sniper response agent instead of using his radio. And therefore, the message did not go out to Secret Service post-standers, counter-snipers, and the DTD shift detail. The report also describes the operator tasked with managing counter-unmanned aerial systems as inexperienced. Pennsylvania State Police officer told the PSP and the FBI in a joint interview that once they notified the agent of the potential threat, you know, rangefinder guy, the sniper, that it wasn't like he rushed around or did anything. There was a lack of urgency on his part. The agent also gave conflicting narratives in both his interviews with the FBI and the Pennsylvania State Police and the Senate Committee. This is very alarming, and yet six agents were suspended without pay. Okay? They should have been fired. We'll tell you what Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna said. We hear from the widow of Corey Comptroller coming up in just a second. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
He was set up.
That's what Anna Paulina Luna thinks.
That's exactly what I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be that stupid.
Or that incompetent after all that training.
That was a fix if I ever saw it. Let me see what I have here. Okay, I'm down to Annapolis once again. Now looking at the Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open over at Ritchie Highway. No problems there. Just made the run on I-97. And even early this morning, not bad at all. Right here at Route 32. That area moving down towards 178 is still clear at Oceanic Drive, which is at Sandy Point. No problems there. And the traffic on the main span, which is mostly westbound, is still in the clear. Don't see any problems eastbound. Heads up, BW Parkway, if you're leaving the city, there had been a report about 25 minutes ago of an accident near the city-county line on 295 as you're heading south. We've gone back up again to 15 to 20-minute delays standing right now with very heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start to the day, but strong to severe storms possible starting later on this afternoon, evening. Heavy rain, flood watch in effect till 2 o'clock. Highs in the upper 80s. Looks like that's going to repeat itself the next couple of days. Right now, flood watch in effect, 75 in Severn, and it is 76 in Middle River. Time for our Mega Movement Update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is certain. Emerging bigger and better than ever before.
So, President Trump issued a message on the anniversary of the assassination attempt that near tragedy, well, it was tragic because Corey was killed and two others are still recovering, so it certainly was a tragedy. He writes, 1 year ago today at 6:11 p.m., 8 minutes after taking the stage in the grounds of the Butler Farms to address thousands of Americans gathered at a campaign rally, rifle fire broke out and an assassin's bullet came within a quarter inch of ending my life and silencing our movement to restore American greatness. Yet by the hand of Providence and the grace of Almighty God, my life was spared. As we commemorate 1 year since the harrowing events of July 13th, we reaffirm American spirit has will always triumph over forces of evil and destruction. Those who carry scars from that July evening defended our republic during one of our nation's darkest hours, running to the injured amid chaos and uncertainty to provide comfort and life-saving care. Doctors and first responders rushed to help the wounded. Rallygoers guided their fellow citizens to safety. And patriots raised their fists in the air in an outpouring of support and national pride. These men and women arrived at the rally grounds as ordinary Americans, but left as heroes. They represent the very best of our nation, and we are forever indebted for their kindness and compassion. However, one name stands above all for selfless service and ultimate sacrifice on that fateful day. The world will never forget the tragic loss of Corey Comprator, a firefighter, veteran, and devoted husband and father. When gunfire erupted, Corey did not hesitate to protect his wife and two daughters. He died a hero. We're eternally grateful for his inspiring love, valor, and it remains my firm conviction that God alone saved me that day for a righteous purpose, to restore our beloved republic to greatness and to rescue our nation from those who seek its ruin. 1 year after the attempt on my life in Butler, our country's in the midst of a new golden age. History will remember the would-be assassin for his cowardice and failure, but the magnificent legacy of the heroes of July 13th will forever be etched upon the heart of our nation. Today we pay tribute to their spirit of love, unity, and resilience, and we proclaim with one voice the epic battle cry that has reverberated across the world, fight, fight, fight. President Trump told his daughter-in-law Lara on her program on Fox what he wants his legacy to be.
When history looks back on this time in our country, when history looks back on you, how would you like to be remembered?
A good person, but a person that saved our country. I really believed our country was going down for the fall. I don't know if it ever could have come back. It was very close to the edge. And I really would like to be known as the man that saved our country.
Yeah. And he probably will go down in history as the man who saved our country, because it was in a downward spiral. It was a mess under, man, you had two terms of Obama that had to be, pulled out of the fire. And Trump, got at least part of the job done. But then that 3 November 2020 election was rigged and stolen. And that led us to 4 years of devastating consequences of the Biden regime. Case in point, today there's going to be a big announcement regarding Russia. Some are speculating it could be a ceasefire. It does not seem like Putin wants to cooperate, and I think we're going to see severe sanctions placed on Russia, and that's going to be announced today by President Trump. By the way, a lot of people were poo-pooing the tariffs. They were going to cause inflation. They were going to cause our economy to worsen. We can now report for the first time in at least a decade, if not longer. I'm still looking up the records, that the United States posted a $27 billion budget surplus for the month of June. That has not happened in a long, long time. A budget surplus for the month of June. $27 billion. President Trump announcing 30% baseline tariffs for European Union and Mexico. The EU rate is interesting in that 30% is lower than the Canadian rate of 35%, yet the EU rate exceeds the current chicken tax rate historically applied to SUVs and trucks. So we'll see what happens there, but there's a lot more tariffs going out in the form of letters. And finally, President Trump stole the show at the World Cup FIFA club soccer final, joining his celebrations with the Chelsea players. So there you have President Trump there with the champions of the Chelsea, defeated the French team, Paris Saint-Germain, by a 3-goal margin to add to their long list of silverware. Getting ready for the big World Cup coming up, and of course the LA Olympics in the near future. That's the way it is. Day 176 in the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at what Congressman Ana Paulina Luna had to say. Your calls and comments as well, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's
Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorianMakesSense.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
By the way, Dan writes, Sean, I'm curious what the current director, Sean Kern, Secret Service, heard the day the president was shot. He was physically on the ground that day and assigned to the president. What did he hear, see, and do? Well, clearly, he heard the shots. He jumped on top of the president, got him out of there. But Susan Crabtree, who's the Real Clear Politics national correspondent, is alleging that she's reporting that Kern and two others gave the green light to the security plan that gave crooks the open shot at Trump. So that's what she is reporting. I don't know that to be a fact, but that would not look or bode well for Mr. Kern. 7:23 traffic, weather on the threes. Now the update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
There's an update on that wreck on the BW Parkway. It was southbound before the city-county line going south of Westport down to the bridge at 895. The new report says now it may be crowding the left-hand lane just a bit as you're going south. Not going to be a big backup, but heads up if you're going south from the city-county line. The Beltway on the Parkville side filling in just a bit. Still running okay for the most part, even down the west side, which is really normally jammed up. It's running fine right now from Liberty Road. Road moving south, and we've slowed up just a bit at Greenspring, but with all the lanes open, both the tunnels still moving a lot of heavy traffic. South 895 around Erdman Avenue, 95 has been fluctuating back and forth to between O'Donnell Street and Eastern Avenue, so we'll post at least a 15-minute delay southbound right now with the lanes open at both the tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild start. Could be a strong, severe, stormy day. Possible thunderstorms later this afternoon and evening. Heavy rain, gusty winds. A flood watch is in effect till 2. Highs in the upper 80s. We have 74 and a flood watch in Columbia, 74 in Owings Mills. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna, after looking at everything and the latest reports, she has concluded that that day in Butler, Pennsylvania, she says was an inside job.
Secret Service never even met with local law enforcement. That angle in which the president was shot from was actually left, in my opinion, open, and this reeks of an inside job. You know, I'm going to say it. I will tell you that they had plans for him to be dead, but God had other plans, and President Trump is blessed because of it.
Yeah, it's just amazing because of that chart that he looked at, and that chart usually appears later in the rally and was on a different side. So it just, you know, fortuitous placement. Helen Comprator, the widow of Corey, said that on some of the answers being put forward, she says it's still not good enough.
It's a beginning. I'll take what I can get. I always do. I'm grateful for every little blessing, but it's not enough. It's just not enough.
Current Director Sean Kern has offered to meet with Helen and answer all of her questions, but she says she's just baffled by it all.
Well, you're going to have thousands of people there and not say that there is a threat. I am just completely baffled.
Yeah, as most of us are. Let's take some phone calls here. Barbara in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning. I was in Butler standing behind President Trump and recorded a lot of what happened that day, but I was actually there 2 days before and helped with setting it up. And there was just so much that was remiss that day. From the they didn't have a lot of Secret Service. They didn't have as many Secret Service as I've seen, because I've been to several rallies. These were Homeland Security people. They had on the green vest that Homeland Security wears. And that was the first thing that I noticed that was so different about it. And also, they did not have enough of the screening, those metal detectors. There were no dogs there. That whole thing, and I believe, just as Anna Luna says, I think that it was inside. It couldn't have happened without it. It was so lax. I've been to rallies and stood in line. I was in, and Pickens was even bigger than it was in Butler. Pickens, South Carolina, was probably the biggest of all rallies I've seen.
Right.
And I was there, and they were on point. You could not get in there without going through everything, and it was totally different in Butler. And I didn't even realize. I didn't think he was shot. My first reaction is that those were firecrackers until the girl next to me, she's like, get down, get down. I got down for a moment. I said, it's not, it's firecrackers. I stood back up again, and a friend of mine was watching with his wife. They're watching. He sends me a text and says, is that you? Because he froze it. That's when I saw the blood, because I was behind him.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I got was from behind him, and that's when I realized he really was shot. Now, in the book, I was listening to the interview from Selena Zitta that wrote the book of Butler, and I think she was talking about the mayhem or, you know, chaos. There was no chaos. People, it was like frozen in time
right.
when that happened until we knew that he was okay. It was just surreal. The whole thing was surreal. And President Trump is never on time for a rally.
Yeah, he's known for his tardiness.
He was on time that day. God's hand was on that, was on him
yeah.
from the beginning.
Well, you look at what we know now.
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
Because you remember they said, I think it was Kamala Harris was across state that day in Philadelphia. And so
wasn't Kamala. No, it was Jill.
That's right. That's right. It was. It was Jill Biden.
The top people for Jill. I'm telling you, I have this thing has been in my mind. Yesterday was a great day. I had all my Trump stuff up. Had it on my car. Riding around yesterday was, you know, just celebrating the fact that this that. And I'm telling you, even the crew. Because, like I said, I helped with the setup. That's why I went. I wanted to help. I wanted to be a part of it. And
I think the big question here is how do you know that there's an assassination attempt 10 days prior to Butler, and you don't have extra security there? You don't.
That was Joe Biden.
Yeah.
People going to let it ride.
Yeah. That's why APL says it was an inside job, because they were going to
let it happen.
Yeah. Barbara, thanks so much. Great. Remembering of what happened. Appreciate your weighing in on that. More of your calls and comments coming up next. The Bondi Bongino Flap, 7:30. Time for news headlines. In for Bruce, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 7:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. A shooting in Southwest Baltimore has claimed a life. Police say the 56-year-old male victim was shot early Saturday morning along the 3900 block of Frederick Avenue. He was taken to an area hospital where he later died. Meantime, a man's in the hospital after a shooting in Cockeysville. Police say the 31-year-old victim was gunned down late Saturday afternoon along Lord Byron Lane. The victim is said to be in stable condition. The National Weather Service says local flooding could increase over the next few days as more rain falls. Baltimore and surrounding counties are under a flood watch until midnight Tuesday. The Patapsco River around Patapsco Valley State Park reached as high as 19 feet Sunday afternoon. The minor flooding caused a temporary closure of Hammonds Ferry Road and Furnace Avenue in Elkridge. There were also reports of high water on 695 near Woodlawn. Drivers are advised to turn around if they see a flooded roadway. A weekend vandalism spree in South Baltimore is under investigation by police. Over 30 vehicles and some businesses were vandalized in and around the Federal Hill neighborhood. The break-ins were reported from Lee Street to Washington Boulevard and Patapsco Street. Victims report shattered glass was everywhere. Gas prices are slowly on the decline in Maryland. At last check, the average driver is paying around $3.17 for a gallon of regular unleaded. Prices in Washington, Charles, St. Mary's, and Cecil counties are the cheapest in the state. Drivers in Western Maryland and Central Maryland are seeing the highest costs. A National Black Restaurant Week is underway, and the city of Baltimore has a long list of participating restaurants. A full list is available online at blackrestaurantweeks.com. We'll be back after this.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Your winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 6, 2, 7, pick 4, 1, 5, 1, 4. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather under threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
In mind, Baltimore County says they still have a tree down in the roadway at Old Court Road at Scott's Level Road. Old Court Road, very close to the Beltway right there, and apparently a couple of lanes are blocked right at the scene. You might still see the remains of an accident. It was minor, but it was crowding the left-hand lane. BW Parkway southbound, leaving Westport and going down towards the Beltway, towards the bridge at 895. A couple of vehicles there, very close to the left-hand lane. Both the tunnels still pushing in some heavy traffic. The lanes are open, but 15-minute delays at least on the southbound side of 95 and also into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
We are weather alert once again as we are tracking the potential for more heavy rain, thunderstorms, and bringing with it the potential for some flooding as we head into your Monday late afternoon and evening time. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, continuing to track storms on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds make Auburn outfielder catcher Ike Irish their number one pick in last night's MLB draft. Irish selected number 19 overall, considered one of the top bats in the draft. Batted 364 last year for the Tigers. 19 homers, 58 driven in 55 games. Baseball America beat writer Carlos Collazo opines on where the 21-year-old may end up playing in Baltimore.
Catcher question is interesting because I think most scouts push him to outfield moving forward. He's got a great arm. He's a really good athlete. If he wants to catch, I would stick him there and see what a pro development group can do with him because there have been so many catchers who have been written off for the position in college who just get so much better when they focus on it. But wherever he plays, I think the hit-power combination is really exciting.
Irish entered 2025 contending for the title of best catching prospect in college baseball, but spent most of the spring in right field after fracturing his right scapula when hit by a pitch in March. On the field, Kyle Stowers owned the Birds yesterday. A three-homer game in his return to Baltimore. Marlins 11-1 win over the Orioles. Baltimore finishes the first half at 43-52. And a sidebar, the Athletic has named the Braves and the Orioles as the two most disappointing teams in Major League Baseball this year. Elsewhere in the majors, the Red Sox have now won 10 games in a row. Reds manager Terry Francona wins his 2,000th game. Only the 13th manager in MLB history to do that. 10 of the other 12 are in the Hall of Fame. Saturday, Aaron Judge made history in front of a sellout crowd at Yankee Stadium.
High fly ball, right field. Tucker back on the track. See ya! His 350th career home run, the fastest to 350 any man in baseball history.
Michael Kay with the call on the YES Network, the two-run shot by Judge in his 1,088th game, the previous record held by Mark McGwire in 1,280 games. Keeping up with Baltimore native Derek Queen, fitting right in, first-round pick of the Pelicans, making himself comfortable out in Vegas for the NBA Summer League. Queen, two games, two double-doubles. The latest was Saturday night, 12 points and 12 rebounds. NFL News, longtime standout defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh announced his retirement on Saturday. Yannick Roddick Sinner wins the men's title at Wimbledon, dethroning two-time defending champ Carlos Alcaraz. The two have now accounted for each of the last seven Grand Slam titles, and it was Alcaraz's first loss in a major final in his career. And finally, WBA lightweight boxing champion and Baltimore native Gervonta Tank Davis back in the news over the weekend, and not in a good way. Davis arrested in Miami Beach on a battery charge stemming from an alleged domestic dispute with his ex-girlfriend of 4 years. This comes on top of the arrest nearly a month ago after he allegedly assaulted the mother of two of his three children on Father's Day, no less. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the place to go for mac and cheese.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Okay, so it's not sports, but it is mac and cheese, which is the second best thing. So
well, you can eat mac and cheese while watching your favorite sport.
So you can combine the two. Right. But the place, and by the way, Canada is the country that consumes the most mac and cheese of any country in the world. Yeah,
it's so cold up there.
Yeah, so they have to eat it. Anyway, so the best place to go for mac and cheese, I know there are great places in Baltimore, but in Riverdale, Maryland, which is in PG County.
Yeah, my old stomping grounds. That's where DeMatha used to practice.
Right. We went to a barbecue restaurant called 250 down there, and the mac and cheese is the best mac and cheese I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Baked, crust, creamy, a lot.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Did you take some home?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We took some home. Right. In fact, I don't even
You didn't bring any in?
No, I didn't take that step. Well, Bruce would have gotten mad if I brought it in without him.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's a barbecue place, but I'd go there just for the mac and cheese.
That's a barbecue place. There's one right on Falls Road, right below Broadway.
You told me about it.
Jake's.
Right, Jake's Grill.
Great barbecue, great pit, you name it, and they've got incredible mac and cheese there.
I just looked it up online, and you're right. It comes up number one.
Yeah.
So,
all right, good stuff.
Jake's Grill and 250, the two best places.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Jeff is in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff. Jeff, you there? Jeff could not hang or fell out of the cell. All right. I don't know. I'm sure you've seen this or heard about it over the weekend. Laura Loomer scooped everyone. It was reporting there was a dust-up, big argument between Dan Bongino and Pam Bondi over the Epstein files. And, of course, the list and the video that went up. And so, you know, we've been discussing it all last week or whatever the case may be. Allegedly, Kash Patel was dragged into that as well. But Dan apparently took the day off on Friday. And I don't know the reason why, if he did take it off, but that's what was being reported. It was being confirmed by multiple sources now. Most of the networks were running with it, that there was an ultimatum, that it was either going to be Bondi or me. And, of course, President Trump had weighed in on that over the weekend on Truth Social. First time he was ever ratioed, by the way, on his own network because of all the comments. Now, I read a lot of the comments on Truth Social. Most of them were very supportive of the president, as they should be, but they are still upset over this Epstein list thing. And he wrote, "What's going on with my boys, in some cases gals, are all going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's doing a fantastic job. We're on one team, MAGA, and I don't like what's happening. We have a perfect administration, the talk of the world, and selfish people are trying to hurt it. All over a guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein. For years, it's Epstein over and over again. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration who conned the world the Russia hoax? 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, and more. They created the Epstein files. They created the fake Hillary Clinton, Christopher Steele dossier they used on me. And now my so-called friends are playing right into their hands. Why didn't these radical left lunatics release the Epstein files?" He's basically saying that, why should we trust anything released by the previous administration? Because they were keepers of the records. And then he was yesterday at an impromptu press conference asked about Dan Bongino.
Oh, I think so. I did. I spoke to him today. Dan Bongino, very good guy. I've known him a long time. I've done his show many, many times. And he sounded terrific, actually. No, I think he's in good shape.
I was going to ask you, on this 1-year anniversary of Butler,
all right, so from the president, he spoke to him. Sounds like he's in good shape. Sounds like he's going to be back to work today. So we'll see. But then John Solomon, who is a pretty good reporter, excellent sources, doesn't usually get things wrong. He's now saying, and what I'm thinking here is this may have been one big head fake by the president. They wanted us all to focus on the Epstein files while down the road there might be something even bigger. Here's John Solomon.
There are reports out there tonight that Cash Patel is considering resigning alongside of Dan Bongino. It is not true. My reporting makes very clear Cash Patel is going nowhere unless the president tries to move Cash Patel. He's there for the long haul. Why is that? Because the FBI has a major investigation that looks at the last 10 years of what happened to Donald Trump as one large conspiracy case. No one's going to give that opportunity up. Now, it is true that Dan Bongino, he's taking a few days to reconsider whether he wants to stay in the job. That's his decision. He's gone through these things before. There have been times when he's been on radio, he got mad, took a couple days off. I bet you he'll come back when it's all done. But Cash Patel is going nowhere. And I think next week, over the next 10 days, the base who's been wondering, where's all that accountability? They're going to get some big surprises over the next week concerning where the conspiracy began a few weeks before Crossfire Hurricane was open and when it ended. All the way in 2024, when they were still trying to pursue Donald Trump to keep him from winning the presidency. There's a big case that's been built by the Justice Department and the FBI. It's been masked by a lot of this infighting and drama and soap opera stuff. But the truth of the matter is, MAGA base Americans are going to be happy when they see where this is all heading in the next few weeks. Cash Patel's going nowhere. I hope Dan Bongino isn't going anywhere. But I do think he's going to take some time over the weekend to think that through.
I'm curious. The use of the term "it's been masked," I find very curious. It's been masked, meaning this whole thing may have been staged, masked, whatever, to distract from the big shoe that's about to drop. We'll see. We'll see if John Solomon's reporting is accurate, because we know down at the TPUSA conference in Tampa, MAGA Nation was not happy. And we have that coming up for you in the next hour. All right, we are looking for a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck.
Brought to you as a service, Suburney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, JFX. Looking at you live here at Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. No complaints, a little more traffic now in the Beltway. Finally began to show up a little bit, even though the west side is actually the better area right now. Liberty Road down through Route 40. All the lanes are open, but now we're slowing at Green Spring towards the JFX, going on the inner loop. The outer loop is a speed reduction there. Hartford Road over towards Providence Road with all the lanes open. Both the tunnels now are up into the area of about 20, maybe 25 minutes southbound. 95 is backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 is backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. The accident has cleared and the lanes are back open. BW Parkway southbound approaching the city-county line. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Get it all done right there. One stop, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're still looking for our contestants, so if you would like to join us, 410-922-6680. We've got a 100th anniversary t-shirt, WCBM, and coffee mug up for grabs here, so give us a call, or 1-800-922-6680. And Fox 25 forecast, mild start to the day, but strong and severe storms are expected to start up a little bit later on this afternoon and evening. A flood watch is in effect till 2 o'clock, because it could be bring heavy rain and gusty winds again, highs in the upper 80s, and then storms are possible again Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now, flood watch is currently in effect. We have 78 in Annapolis, 74 in Reisterstown. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. And as I mentioned, we have the 100th anniversary WCBM t-shirt. and coffee mug up for grabs if you can correctly identify the fake news story. And we'll get you caught up to date once Bruce returns on the current standings by the unofficial morning observer and statistician, Alan. He's been keeping track of it. Of course, Bruce missed a lot. I'm wondering if his percentage has improved because he is out.
That might Can't be any worse.
Hey, color analysis provided by Seawitt.
Let's just cut right to the chase.
Let's cut right to it. Rick is in Hillthorpe. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, how you all doing?
Good. You want to go first, second, or third?
I'll go third.
All right, good luck to you. Here are your story. Story number one. People across northern Colorado are mourning the sudden and shocking death of a local celebrity struck by lightning on the 4th of July. Public events in Steamboat Springs won't be the same without Larry the Camel. Larry, a 15-year-old camel, was a regular fixture at a public events in northern Colorado for more than a decade at the Chipeta Ranch. He was struck and killed by lightning over the Independence Day weekend. He was a 15-year-old, and he will be sorely missed.
Mm-hmm.
Story two. San Quentin Rehabilitation Center, one of America's most infamous prisons. Capacity of 3,000, a prisoner population of 3,500. The facility contains many of California's deadliest criminals, including those on death row. But recently they held an unprecedented event, a father-daughter prom, to connect incarcerated dads with their kids at San Quentin. And story three, New York City's first museum to exhibit and praise communism opened up this past Friday. The Working People's Museum offers free admission, although it's funded by tax dollars, and does feature presentations, exhibits, and statues of Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, and Joseph Stalin, along with Mao Zedong. All right, story one, Larry the Camel hit and killed by lightning. Story two, San Quentin inmates reconnect with daughters at the prom. Or story three, the first commie museum opens up in New York City. All right, we will start with Mr. Whitaker.
I don't think San Quentin's going to do that. I'm going to go with that.
All right, Chuck goes for number two. Kristen?
I don't know. I could see that there's a lot of weird events at prisons. I could see that being true. I could see the camel story being true. I'm going to say number three. There are a lot of weird museums in New York, but I haven't heard of that one yet.
Well, how many of them did you attend?
None. Visit? I just walked by
you just
and
know
looked scared and then ran away.
Kristen, the votes for number three. Rick?
I'll go with the camel as well.
Rick goes with the camel. One hump or two, Rick?
Never mind. I don't know.
All right. Story one. That is the camel story. That is a true story. Story two, that's the San Quentin story that both Chuck and Rick voted for. That is also a true story. Story three is our fake news story today, the Commie Museum in New York City.
No.
Rick, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening and playing. Yes, it is true. Sorry to tell you that.
Well, you did.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. But another loss has been accrued by one Seawitt.
Well, what are you going to do?
And Kristen widens the gap over Chuck.
She'll be off the next 3 days. I'll get even.
That's right. You'll catch up eventually. It is a 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to take a look at MS-13, man. Also, the latest, if you want to weigh in on the Epstein files. I was shocked to see. I mean, I pulled up the poll this morning at the Baltimore Sun paper, and the poll really was, should the Epstein files be released, basically. I'm paraphrasing. 88% saying yes. 88%. So, as I said, don't know what the motivation there is. They really want to get to the truth. And by the way, you could check it out at the Justice Department. They released all sorts of stuff. There's the contact book list of Jeffrey Epstein. That's up now. And that doesn't mean anything. It just means those are all of his contacts in his little book. There's also the, the flight logs. The flight logs I find interesting. They're there. It's 118 pages of flight logs of people that went on the plane to the island. Doesn't mean they did anything wrong. They just went on his plane to the island. But guess what? Here's the bombshell reversal. Ghislaine Maxwell, his enabler, the one that's currently in prison, she's now offered to voluntarily testify before Congress. And Republicans are blocking her. Why? Why is the question? 7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Palmer County says there is some debris on the roadway, Park Heights Avenue at Caves Road. So if you're up the hill there north of Green Spring Valley Road, keep an eye out for that. And a tree down, apparently still on the roadway. Be careful there. Old Court Road at Scott's Level Road. That's very close to the Beltway there on Old Court Road over on the northwest side. Some slowing through Green Spring on the inner loop. Some brake lights on the outer loop there at Hartford Road, going around eventually towards Providence Road and then clearing out over towards 83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild start, strong, severe storms possible starting later on this afternoon or evening. That's why the flood watch in effect at 2 p.m., meaning it goes into effect at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Heavy rain, gusty winds are expected a little bit later on, highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible again Tuesday and on Wednesday as well. So here we go again, another wild, wet week. Work week here as we had last week as well. So looking out right now, we're at 76 with the flood watch in effect in Baltimore and also in Middle River at 77 degrees. The latest on MS-13 man, that is the the Maryland man that they all love, Chris Van Hollen. Remember, he had margaritas with him, and of course then they were desperately to get this guy back in Maryland. They finally get him back in Maryland, and then he's charged with all sorts of stuff, human trafficking. And again, a couple of organizations are calling now for the abolition of ICE, and they basically are pointing to Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And by the way, he's a member of CASA. Did you know that? The CASA de Maryland? Yeah. He is Abrego Garcia, infamously and erroneously dubbed a Maryland man by the left and by the Democrats and by the leftist media after he was deported to his home country of El Salvador, was a member of the left-wing organization called CASA, which lobbies on behalf of illegal aliens and is now advocating for the Salvadoran national to be shielded from deportation. And this is a group that's called to abolish ICE. And they've run campaigns to prevent local law enforcement agents from collaborating with federal immigration enforcement, all the while the Biden regime pledged more than $5 million to this organization. It is also openly identified MS-13 man as a member of the organization. This is a guy who's a suspected MS-13 human smuggler. In a statement, they wrote, Casa is outraged that ICE deported Casa member Kilmar Abrego Garcia in violation of a court order at a grave personal danger. End of quote. And now they're falsely claiming that the Trump administration disappeared an MS-13 man, even though he is now a he's been called a gangbanger and a human smuggler and else. And of course, he's got his wife, Jennifer, I think, Vasquez Sura, who he allegedly has a child with. She's also involved with the CASA folks because of grant money and all sorts of other stuff and GoFundMe page, you name it. Anyway, his attorneys were in court on Friday. This is a Simon Sandoval Motionberg arguing that it's not fair because they have no idea what the government wants to do with their client.
The concern is that ICE has a plane, you know, gassed up and waiting on the tarmac, and that's why we're here in court to make sure that they are not able to do what they did last time.
Yeah, to do what they do, and they just sent him out. Sent him to the Cito prison in El Salvador, where apparently he had was treated very nicely, according to El Salvadoran president. And the attorneys are saying that it's really cruel and unusual punishment if you get on a plane, you don't know where it's going. So the government is saying, okay, we're going to give you two choices, really. We'll decide. Not really his choice, but we'll decide between these two countries.
They haven't decided where they're going to detain Mr. Abrego Garcia. They haven't decided where they're going to send Mr. Abrego Garcia. They know they're going to send him somewhere, but they haven't decided where to send him. Two of the countries that were mentioned were Mexico and South Sudan.
Well, if I have a vote in all this thing, I don't want the guy going to Mexico because, he probably won't be able to get over this time with the Trump administration patrolling the border and the wall going to be completed. So, but I'd send him to South Sudan just on basic principles. They say that's cruel and unusual punishment. You're put on a plane and you have no idea where you're going.
Last time they put Kilmar Abrego Garcia on a plane, he didn't know where that plane was going to until it landed at the airport in El Salvador. That's more or less what they want to do again, and that's what we're here to stop.
Yeah, it's cruel and unusual punishment. You get on a plane, you're not going, you're going out of the country and you're going to some place where you're never going to be able to get back in again. That's what may be, that's a proper punishment. All right, well, law officer Michael A. Friedman, there for you 24/7 and a serious accident resulting in serious injury and the best protection. People always ask, it's hard because the level of dangerous, reckless, drivers that are out there on the roadways today, is to protect yourself with your own insurance policy. Make sure that your uninsured and underinsured provisions are what they should be. Maryland law only requires $30,000, $60,000. Michael recommends $100,000, $300,000 protection against the guy that's driving that has no insurance or the person that's driving that it doesn't have enough insurance to protect you from serious injury. You got to miss time from work, recover from your injury, and hopefully if you can. So that's the best thing to do is get your insurance policy out, review it. As any questions, just call Michael. He's more than happy to help you out with your questions on all those coverages plus PIP and anything else. 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is boosting military aid to Ukraine as Russia carries out repeated strikes against civilian areas. He says the sophisticated equipment will include U.S.-made Patriot missile defense systems.
We will send the Patriots, which they desperately need, because Putin really surprised a lot of people. He talks nice and then he bombs everybody in the evening. But there's a little bit of a problem there, and I don't like it.
Presidential envoy, retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, is in Ukraine today for talks, while NATO's Secretary General visits Washington to discuss the war. New EU tariffs on U.S. goods were set to take effect today, but they've been suspended until August 1st. The move comes after President Trump announced 30% tariffs on the EU. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We have always been very clear that we prefer a negotiated solution. This remains the case, and we will use the time that we have now till the 1st of August. And on the second track, since the very beginning, we have worked and now are ready to respond with countermeasures.
The president also announced 30% tariffs on Mexican imports. Stock futures are lower following the weekend announcement. Multiple people have died in a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts. Firefighters were able to rescue many occupants late last night, but several were declared dead at the scene. The fire chief described it as an unfathomable tragedy for the families involved. The north rim of the Grand Canyon will be closed for the remainder of the season after a wildfire destroyed an historic lodge and up to 80 other buildings. Firefighters are dealing with several blazes in the western U.S. More at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, it's 8:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Southbound I-97, a little bit slow right here at the ramp at Route 32, but not the normal backup that we have. We're clear after that towards the bridge at 178. Everything is fine on 50 right now between the Bay Bridge, the Severn River Bridge, and the ramps at I-97. If you're coming down through the old Harbor Tunnel, you pay the toll further down at the ramp near Poteet Street. Report of an accident there was crowding one of the lanes just a bit, so we're slow coming out of the tunnel and into the toll plaza on 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are weather alert once again as we are tracking the potential for more heavy rain, thunderstorms, and bringing with it the potential for some flooding as we head into your Monday late afternoon and evening time. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, continuing to track storms on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 77 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines brought to you by Vinny Steele. A homicide investigation is underway after a man was found dead in a home in northeast Baltimore. Police say officers were called to perform a welfare check at a home along the 2800 block of Chesterfield Avenue Saturday afternoon. Upon arrival, officers found the body of a 60-year-old man inside the home. Police say there were signs of trauma to the victim's body. A man is dead after a shooting in southwest Baltimore. Police say the 56-year-old victim was shot early Saturday morning along the 3900 block of Frederick Avenue. He later died at the hospital. Police are investigating a weekend vandalism spree in South Baltimore. Police say there were 35 property damage reports in and around the Federal Hill neighborhood. A couple of restaurants were also broken into. Maryland's Office of the State Fire Marshal has updated its annual fire fatality report. The new design features interactive graphics and a complete breakdown of data by each county and Baltimore City. The 2024 report can be viewed online. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 6, 2, 7, pick 4, 1, 5, 1, 4. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steiner Sports is up next.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Vinny, I'm checking out your VinnySteele.com website, and I gotta say, I love that it's so easy to navigate.
Thanks, Sean. I really try to make it easy for everybody who needs to buy, sell, get multiple cash offers, or they just want to reach out to me directly with any questions they may have.
So what's the most asked question you get these days?
You know, Sean, I would say probably questions about my guaranteed sale program and how much money a seller can get for their home in today's market.
Well, you are famous for your home sold guarantee or will buy it offer, but you have other great programs and services services here, right?
Absolutely. Sellers want the most money and certainty, and I make it easy with my guaranteed sale program, my exclusive multiple cash offer platform, and buy before you sell programs all online.
So if you're in the market to sell your home this summer, do what I did. Check out VinnieSteo.com and then call or text Vinny at 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 and then start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Orioles busy last night with seven picks among the first 93 in the MLB draft, selecting highly touted outfielder catcher Ike Irish with their number one selection. Irish finding out the news among family and friends at his home.
With the 19th pick of the 2025 MLB draft, the Baltimore Orioles select Ike Irish.
Man, did he have a crowd at home. Irish, considered one of the most potent bats in the draft, a 364 hitter a year ago with 19 homers, 58 driven in. Birds also selecting Caden Bodine with their number two pick, catcher out of Coastal Carolina. Two pitchers later, Joe Zerwa, a left-hander at number 58, JT Quinn, a right-hander at 69. Zerwa out of Michigan State was the Big Ten pitcher of the year. Injury update for the Orioles as they slide into the All-Star break, and I do mean slide. Zach Eflin threw 58 pitches across four innings in his first rehab start at Bowie yesterday. Two earned runs on five hits, could rejoin the team next weekend. Kate Povich pitched three scoreless and hitless innings for Aberdeen. We'll have another rehab start on Saturday. Coming up in 30 minutes, what to look for tonight in the Home Run Derby. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The right choice for Maryland, 99.9 FM in Harford County. Bruce is off on vacation. He'll be back on Wednesday. Coming up in this hour, the mayor had a very interesting message about the overdoses that happened at Penn North last week. So we'll share that with you. Also, Marilyn Mosby, one of the two convictions was vacated. And we'll tell you which one. Of course, she's already out anyway, so no big deal, right? We have highlights from the TPUSA. When you hear what Steve Bannon had to say, we got Tulsi Gabbard and more. But once again, in the city that bleeds, Baltimore rocked by vandalism. I came across this interesting statistic I wanted to share with you. And I don't know how old this goes back as far as, kind of, we have allegedly been making progress in the reduction of homicides and violent crime. But let's face it, Baltimore still has a reputation of being a very violent city. And here are the top 10 U.S. cities with the highest homicide rates in the last time each had a Republican mayor. Number 10, Chicago, Illinois, 1931. 9, Newark, New Jersey, 1953. Kansas City, Missouri was number 8 in 1991. The last time, Vegas, number 7, had a mayor, Republican mayor, 1975. Memphis, Tennessee, pretty brutal. That's where buddy Todd Starnes broadcast from. 1967. Cleveland, Ohio, 1989. Number 4, Detroit, Michigan, 1962. New Orleans, ready for this? New Orleans, a very bloody, murderous city. Last time they had a Republican mayor, 1872. Baltimore, 1967. And in St. Louis, Missouri, number 1, 1949. So, again, bad policies destroy great cities. If the leadership doesn't change, your choices are, one, do nothing, which apparently most of the voters in Baltimore City are doing. Two, change the policies. Three, change the city you live in. Four, accept the consequences. And so that's what we got. Early Sunday morning, police got calls about a spree of vandalism in South Baltimore. Reports came in from Lee Street over to Washington Boulevard and Patapsco Street. Melvin Hunt, a victim of the spree, came out to see his vehicle was damaged.
My truck window was totally gone, and my SUV's window was smashed.
Yeah, so two vehicles were hit, and he is demanding accountability.
See, is, and this is a cliche of a word that gets thrown out in every conversation, is accountability.
Yeah, well, so much for that. South Baltimore's Benjamin Witt says he just moved to the area, and welcome to the neighborhood.
If it is like a younger teen, I don't know what's going to come of that. Probably a slap on the wrist, I assume.
Yeah. That's exactly. His truck was vandalized. And he says that, look, you should be prosecuting these people.
So they definitely should be prosecuted to the fullest extent. I mean, that would be fair, in my opinion.
Yeah, but this is Baltimore. Things aren't fair here. They're fair to the criminal element. They're fair to the juvenile thug. The untouchables. Remember, we talked about that on Friday. The untouchables, they get the fair treatment. Melvin Hunt says, you know, these ankle monitors that they've been putting on the juvies, it's just laughable.
Ankle monitors are just, it's a joke. The kids think it's a joke. Make it hurt. If it doesn't hurt, there's no lesson learned. If they start just putting whoever they catch, for whatever crime it is, put them in a facility, house them for 6-8 months, away from their families, away from their neighborhoods, outside of their comfort zones, make this a problem to them, maybe something will change.
Well, I've sad to report, but things not only are not changing, they're getting much worse. We have some evidence to share with you here in just a moment that the mayor is crowing about homicides down, violent crime, that the explosion of juvenile crime, a.k.a. the untouchables, is, I've never seen anything like it before. I've been doing this a long time in this city. It's 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Mabody Whitaker.
95 is still a bit slow yet coming around the curve at Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The lanes are open. I'm looking at the traffic coming out of the tunnel on the southbound side, and it looks like we're still moving okay eventually down to 395, but very heavy traffic through there. 895 is actually improved somewhat right now from about O'Donnell Street going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, and it looks like the minor accident reported on 895 south around the ramp at Post here. Post East Street is not a big factor right now. Much better at the toll plaza at Child Street on 895. JFX are still good. There are still some areas on the Beltway which were a little bit slow. Parkville side through Greenspring and even on the west side for the most part right around I-70 and then moving south from there down to the ramps at Route 40. But even that's a little better now for the traffic eventually down towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, mild start, but here we go again. Strong, severe storms expected later on this afternoon and evening. Heavy rain, gusty winds are kicking in a flood watch at 2 p.m. And again, highs will be in the upper 80s. Pretty much the same for Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now, it's 79 in Annapolis, 76 in Ellicott City. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the big top in the center ring where there is a small EV packed full of Democrat elected officials, activists, illegals probably in there as well, along with the media types, and keep making a series of left-hand turns until eventually the juice runs out and the EV comes to a eventual stop. Out pops the Florida representative, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who recently visited Gator Gitmo, and she's upset.
So they essentially drink They get their drinking water and they brush their teeth where they poop in the same unit. They bragged that they went above standards, supposedly, and gave them a 3-foot privacy wall that stretches the length inside the 32 detainee cage. A 3-foot privacy wall that stretches the length of the 3 toilets in a row. The showers provide no privacy at all. There are no curtains on it. It's a big open shower unit. There are, you know, small walls in each shower.
Apparently, she's never been to a locker room because that's the way it is in a locker room. And most interestingly, they brush their teeth where they poop. Well, that's called a bathroom. It's pretty much common in America today. Maybe not in Debbie Wasserman Schultz's world, but the rest of us usually brush our teeth. We're in the bathroom somewhere, okay? Maybe she has an assistant that does it for her while she's in her congressional office. Get back in the car, Debbie. What a clown. You know, we saw the media go through Gator Gitmo. It's air conditioned. And the reason why they have cages or fencing in there is to separate, because these are bad dudes, okay? You don't want them commingling with each other. You'll have all sorts of stuff, shivs and rapes, and this should be considered a humane treatment. And, of course, it's just to keep them there until it's time for them to catch a flight out to the country of not their choosing. That's how Democrats roll. Speaking of the ongoing problems with the Baltimore juveniles, the Untouchables, 13-year-old girl has been arrested in connection with an armed robbery that occurred Friday night. Officers arrived on the 200 block of East Baltimore Street. 13-year-old suspect entered the business, poured 2 bottles of alcohol into a container, and attempted to leave the premises. When she was confronted by a store employee, the 13-year-old allegedly damaged property, brandished a knife, and threatened to stab employees. That's right, a 13-year-old. But wait, there's more. Police have arrested and charged a 14-year-old in connection with a stolen vehicle in East Baltimore. 2 suspects were arrested, a 14-year-old who was the driver, and a 12-year-old who was the passenger. All 3, the 12, the 13-year-old, the armed robbery, the 14-year-old, they were all taken to the Juvenile Justice Center where they were processed, whatever that means, charged, and sent home with some adult, because, you know, we don't know whether it's mommy or daddy or grandmommy or granddaddy, whatever the case may be, but only to be probably back out in the streets to do it all again with great vigor and gusto, because we know that there are no consequences to juvenile crime here in Baltimore City. How about the mayor's message about the overdoses in Penn North? This is now from the executive director of the mayor's Office of Overdose Response, so she's echoing what the mayor thinks. Her name is Sarah Whaley. And after 27 people overdosed on what is believed to be fentanyl, and then, of course, 5 were in critical condition. Nobody's died as of yet, to my knowledge. Here's the message, and I kid you not. If you are using today, please do not use alone. Please go slow and have Narcan available. Well, if you're overdosing, what are you supposed to do once you've passed out from the overdose? How are you then supposed to have the Narcan? He's supposed to administer itself unconsciously? And what if the person you're using with is also overdosing as you're overdosing? How the hell is that? Please don't use alone. Please go slow. What does that mean? A little bit at a time? I mean, I got to tell you, this is a real head-scratcher. The days of approaching drug, this is Mayor Scott, the days of approaching drug addiction and overdose as a criminal thing are gone, because it's not inherently a criminal thing. The police department can deal with the actual folks that are providing and dealing drugs and bringing this into the community. But when you're talking about folks that are using, we have to be ready to help them with the services that they need when they're ready for them, because you can't force someone into treatment when they aren't ready. I don't know. There are police officers that are watching, apparently, in Penn North. That's what some of the residents are saying. They're watching as the testers are being handed out and folks are ODing. And you know why? I don't know if it's true or not, but I would surmise that it's because if they do bust them, they're right back on the streets within minutes, not hours. So why waste police resources, I guess? That's what I'm saying. All right, take 21. The Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Say 23 traffic weather on the freeze. Once again, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson, with the update.
That heavy rain is in Hagerstown now, so it's slowly marching its way. It went from Morgantown to Hagerstown, so eventually by the afternoon should arrive. So heads up for that, as we already know there are some watches underway for that. Both the tunnels still carrying the heavy traffic south. I don't see anything major right now, but we are backed up around O'Donnell Street for the traffic on 895 and then 95 at the last check going back there. It looks like right at O'Donnell Street, that's starting to clear out. So right now we're about 10, maybe 15-minute delay southbound at both the Hartford tunnels. Some slowing on the Beltway still there at Hartford Road through Greenspring, and even the west side picked up a little more volume between Liberty Road and Route 40 West. Some debris on the roadway, Park Heights Avenue at Caves Road. Baltimore County is still reporting that tree down on the roadway at Old Court Road and Scott's Level Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday: mild start, strong severe storms expected later this afternoon and evening, heavy rain, gusty winds, flood watch in effect starting at 2 p.m. 87 for the high today. Right now we're already at 78 in the city, 78 in Middle River. I'm just curious what you think about the mayor's message on overdosing. And again, the message there is go slow, have some Narcan, stay on standby, don't use alone. Susie Sherman, a Hopkins professor who specializes in marginalized populations, whatever that means, says that she wrote part of the city's opioid abatement plan, $400 million, given from pharmaceutical companies to tackle the drug epidemic. She said, quote, they said there's something out there today. Use wisely. Some people have the epiphany they're going to quit as soon as something like this happens. That's not necessarily the majority of people. So if they were trying to, I think, talk to the situation at hand. Yeah, have you noticed that there is a just remarkable dearth of tough love messaging in Baltimore City? There's no more tough love in households. No more tough love in parenting. No more tough love in the educational system in the Baltimore City schools. No more tough love when it comes to juvenile criminals. And now, when it comes to, most of these are adults. And again, and then, by the way, they're even selling these tester kits to pregnant women. There used to be, air quotes, honor among dealers that they would not sell to pregnant women. They don't care. It's about the money. It's about the money. They care two people, kill two people for one, they, you know, whatever. But isn't it time that instead of just, you know, use wisely, don't use alone, have some Narcan, maybe it's time to go back to some tough love messaging again. I envision a campaign, TVs, it'd be tougher to do on radio, but you could adapt it to somewhat. And billboards would be great, especially in the Penn North area. You can put up signs, billboards. And just have a guy that looks like he's a drug addict with a gun to his head, okay? And then a gun in one hand and a needle in the other. And the gun, you're playing Russian roulette. Every time, because you never know, with Russian roulette, one of the chambers has got a round in it, boom. So you just don't know what time is going to be your time. You know? You know, keep using and you will die. Okay? I mean, that's pretty much, isn't that the message we should be, not use wisely. If they were wise, they wouldn't be using in the first place, you dummies. I just don't. I mean, this is amazing to me. And we've seen everything tried in the city over the years. Just say no to drugs. It's a noble thought, but that wasn't strong enough. You need to be strong, you know, with today's fentanyl, with today's drugs, the way they're cutting it, mixing it. There's a very good chance if you're injecting yourself or you're using these kinds of drugs, you are going to die. Either at the minute, at that moment, or in the future from the drug abuse that you have put upon your body. So if that's your goal, if that's your aim, then you'll accomplish it at some point. Fells Point is grappling with a surge in shootings, even though among they have increased police presence. Another violent weekend. We had 8 people shot, 1 die over the weekend in Baltimore City. And in Fells Point, it's become a shooting gallery.
I feel like the area has gotten a lot worse over the past few years as far as crime increase.
So, had a fatal shooting July 2nd. Another man was shot, injured on Broadway. And again, this is just, and this is sometimes happening in, you know, police are there. There's a police presence in Fells Point, especially after last summer.
I see cops around all the time, but it's just, you know, becoming not enough.
No. The police, they're on Penn North. Does it stop the dealing? No. You would think the mayor and the commissioner, and maybe you would reach out to your federal partners. Of course, you don't want to do that on immigration, so why would you do that on anything else? But you could create a task force. There's a nasty phrase, gun trace task force. You could create a task force that does nothing more than focuses on illegal guns and illegal drugs. And that could be, and you could kind of, you know, coordinate off from illegals altogether. But that's what needs to happen. Illegal guns, illegal drugs. There's way too many of them in Baltimore City, and that's the reason why we have the crime rate that we do. This group violence reduction strategy, task force, whatever they got, that ain't working. It's not working. They're just moving crime around from neighborhood to neighborhood and massaging and playing with the stats. So keep it up. Federal appeals court overturns Marilyn Mosby's mortgage fraud conviction, but does uphold her perjury verdicts. So she's a free woman now anyway, but that she was trying to clear her name altogether. So the mortgage fraud out on that conviction, but she does have the two perjury convictions that remain. All right, coming up next, we've got highlights from the Turning Point USA conference down in Tampa. Time for news headlines in for Bruce. Once again, here's Jill Powell.
Come Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Good morning. It's 8:31. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. A shooting in southwest Baltimore has claimed a life. Police say the 56-year-old male victim was shot early Saturday morning along the 3900 block of Frederick Avenue. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. A suspect being sought in connection with a weekend shooting in West Baltimore. Police say a 35-year-old man walked into an area hospital late Saturday night suffering from a gunshot wound. A preliminary investigation shows a man was shot along the 2300 block of Fulton Avenue. He said to be in stable condition. A man's in the hospital after a shooting in Cockeysville. Police say the 31-year-old was gunned down late Saturday afternoon along Lord Byron Lane. The victim is said to be in stable condition. The National Weather Service says heavy rain over the next few days could cause increased flooding. Baltimore and surrounding counties are under a flood watch until midnight Tuesday. The Weather Service predicts parts of Maryland remain at risk for excessive rainfall and flash floods. Drivers are advised to turn around if they see a flooded roadway. Baltimore police are continuing to investigate a weekend vandalism spree in South Baltimore. Over 30 vehicles and at least two businesses were vandalized in and around the Federal Hill neighborhood. The break-ins were reported from Lee Street to Washington Boulevard and Patapsco Street. Victims report shattered glass was everywhere. And gas prices are slowly on the decline in Maryland. At last check, the average driver is paying around $3.17 for regular unleaded. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 6, 2, 7, pick 4, 1, 5, 1, 4. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We are weather alert once again as we are tracking the potential for more heavy rain, thunderstorms, and bringing with it the potential for some flooding as we head into your Monday late afternoon and evening time. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, continuing to track storms on Tuesday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've had some rain showers as you're coming off the Bay Bridge right at Sandy Point, Oceanic Drive, and then looking over towards the area at Whitehall Road. Doesn't look like it has rained in that area so far. So right there at the Bay Bridge and coming into Sandy Point on the west end of the bridge and heading east from that point at Oceanic Drive. Definitely some rain. We see the spray from the vehicles in that area. The wreck on 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, definitely cleared at Poteet Street. We're still pushing in some heavy traffic southbound, both on 895 and through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. An extremely disappointing ending to an extremely disappointing first half for the Birds. Baltimore getting pummeled by Kyle Stowers and the Marlins yesterday. 11-1 was the final. One day after getting shut out 6-0. Stowers with three homers against his former team as the Birds end up 43-52 at the break. That's nine games under. Well back, of course, in both the division and the wild card races. Post-game reaction first from Brandon Young, the pitcher, who gave up all three homers to Stowers.
Yeah, he is, but I mean, I just made bad pitches in bad times, and he made me pay for it. During especially going in also a break, you know, trying to get off on a, you know, have good vibes for the break, but yeah, it's disappointing to say the least.
And then Jackson Holliday on what comes next for Baltimore.
I think for us, it's taking it one day at a time. So that first day, you know, Friday after the break, I think our job as players is to focus on winning that game, going 1-0 to start, and then just seeing what happens from there.
Home run derby tonight, and then the All-Star game tomorrow night in Atlanta. At age 17, shortstop Eli Willits become the youngest player selected number one overall in the MLB draft since Ken Griffey Jr. 38 years ago. The Nats plucked the 17-year-old out of Fort Cobb Broxton High School in Oklahoma. Jackson Holliday's brother Ethan went number four to the Rockies. The Orioles had four of the top 37 picks last night and used their first to draft Ike Irish out of Auburn, the outfielder slash catcher, considered perhaps the most well-rounded bat available in the draft. 19 homers, 58 driven in, a .364 batting average for the Tigers. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Yannick Sinner over two-time defending champ Carlos Alcaraz in four sets to win the men's title at Wimbledon. Iga Swiatek made history on Saturday in the women's final, a double bagel win over American Amanda Anisimova. 6-love, 6-love. Just the third time in women's finals history and first at Wimbledon in 114 years. Venus Williams has accepted a wild card invitation to play singles at this month's D.C. Open in Rock Creek Park, which would be the seven-time Grand Slam champion's first tournament in more than a year. Williams turned 45 in June. NASCAR road course in Sonoma, California goes to Shane Van Gisbergen, now tied with three other drivers for the most Cup Series wins in 2025. MLS action over the weekend. The great Lionel Messi making MLS soccer history.
Oh, Willis has made a mistake. He's presented it to Messi, who's on for another brace. You can't gift him those kind of opportunities.
Chris Whittingham had the call on Apple TV. Messi with his fifth multi-goal game in a row. An MLS record as Inter Miami downs Nashville 2-1 the final in Fort Lauderdale. And finally, yesterday on this date in baseball history, July 13th, 1971, the All-Star game that had the most future Hall of Famers present and accounted for, watched one of them hit one of the most majestic home runs in Major League Baseball history.
There's a long drive. That one is going way up. It is off the roof. That hit the transformer up there. A tremendous smash. Only eight players have hit the ball over the roof here in Detroit.
Kurt Gowdy had the call on NBC. Reggie Jackson off Doc Ellis on that hot, muggy night in Detroit. 22 Hall of Famers played in that game as the AL beat the NL 6-4. It was the American League's first win since 1962 and their last until 1983. The time now is 8:37 when we return a national anthem like you've never heard before.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So you actually brought this to my attention Friday night at Oriole Park. Dan Deacon, who I've looked up now, is an American composer and electronic musician based in Maryland, born in New York, and he did the national anthem on Friday night.
He did. And, well, we'll play it, and then we'll discuss what you think of, remember, this is the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem.
Okay.
First question I have, And look, the guy can carry a tune, okay? So I'm not criticizing his singing.
Well, it's different.
Here's the thing. I mean, this electronic effect that they were trying to pull off, I just think they mangled it. I hate when the national anthem gets mangled like that. And the fact, does anybody at Oriole Park go out and vet these acts before they book them?
Absolutely.
Because we've had a bad run here. We had Red Panda that took a spill recently.
I didn't associate that, but okay. No, they vet them. I remember when I used to work for the Orioles, they used to have the auditions. So
Were you the one vetting them?
No, I wasn't the one vetting them.
I was going to say, no wonder.
We were. Our office was in the warehouse, and they would come in for auditions during the day, like the regular work day.
Right.
So we'd be hearing the national anthem all the time.
So you're like an expert at this.
Yeah. Well, look.
Let me ask you. You know, you're in the warehouse. You're working for the Orioles now.
Right.
This dude comes in with this electronic presentation. What do you say?
I say thumbs down to that.
He's not going to advance.
I say that. But apparently this guy is really accomplished. You know, I mean, he's not like just some Johnny-come-lately guy. But here's the best comment on TikTok, okay? You got to go on TikTok. This guy says, imagine your World War II grandpa hearing this rendition after coming back from the South Pacific.
That's all he can say. That's it right there. End of story.
Oh,
all right, thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Turning Point USA action down in Tampa. Steve Bannon had some words of caution for the president and over the Epstein files and what could happen if they don't heal this rift with MAGA.
It's not about just a pedophile ring and all that. This is about who governs us, right? And that's why it's not going to go away. For this to go away, can we blow the break, by the way? Can we blow the break, guys? For this to go away, you're going to lose 10% of the MAGA movement. If we lose 10% of the MAGA movement right now, we're going to lose 40 seats in 26. We're going to lose the president. They don't even have to steal it, which they're going to try to do in 28, because they're going to sit there and they go, they've disheartened the hardest core populist nationalists that have always been who governs us.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's an accurate political prediction, but you can tell he's upset over this whole thing. And again, we'll see where this goes. If this big bombshell next shoe to drop, Tulsi Gabbard was there, and Tulsi warned of the deep state.
The road ahead will not be easy. I can attest personally that in my work as the director of national intelligence, the deep state is fighting us every step of the way. And it exists within every single federal agency. And so I feel the same frustration that I see many of you expressing on X or in different platforms about why aren't things going faster? Why aren't we getting results more quickly? I feel this frustration every single day. We are pushing hard. Know that they are pushing hard back.
All right. This just crossing my desk now here. Via my phone, I wanted to share with you. This is John Solomon. Remember, we played him earlier in the show. This FBI is opening a grand conspiracy probe on the weaponization of the DOJ, FBI, and now opening the door to a possible special prosecutor. Interesting. New developments as we speak. It's 8:43 traffic, weather on to the freeze. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And another report of a tree down on the Eastern Shore. Busy roadway here, 404 at State Road 309. So traffic east of 50 traveling through there. Says we're going to have delays on both sides of the roadway. That's the new information. I'll try to get a look at that as soon as we can. Just want to give you a comparison here. At the Severn River Bridge, the sun's out. It's dry. It's shining. And right at the area around Sandy Point at Oceanic Drive on 50, roadway is completely wet from some rain showers in that area. So to and from the Bay Bridge right now at Sandy Point. Potential delays there might slow up just a little bit for the traffic through that area, but then over at the Severn River Bridge, not a problem right now. So, yeah, we'll try to get a look at that situation over on the Eastern Shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild start to the day, strong, severe storms possible starting this afternoon and evening, heavy rain, flood watch in effect at 2 p.m., 87 the expected night. Pretty much the same forecast tomorrow and Wednesday. Right now it is 79 Pasadena and 77 in Parkville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news.
Well, Texas had to postpone their search recovery mission after the Texas floods because more rains, more flooding in that part of the hill country. Just they're getting hit really, really bad. Thoughts and prayers with them. But Texas Congressman Chip Roy, this is his district, he was talking about some of the incredible acts of heroism that he has witnessed.
But I think the real story is not all the finger pointing that the media wants to point to. It's the heroism of those who showed up, like Ian there with the Coast Guard, who I was standing next to when we met with the president, talking about his feelings as a dad. There was another young man in the Coast Guard talking about how he keeps Jolly Ranchers in his pocket, and he was handing Jolly Ranchers to the little girls that were on the helicopter with him. It's the heroism of all of the first responders in Kerrville, the sheriff, who's a good man and a good friend of mine, Sheriff Latha, and the city manager, who's done a fantastic job, all of the police that were on the ground. I rode over in the motorcade with a police officer named Tyler, who grew up in Hunt, lives in Hunt, right across and right down from the Hunt store, which was devastated, the iconic Hunt store. And Tyler was telling me how he was trapped, and he was down there, and he was pulling people out and saving them, but also pulling out those who were deceased. Look, what I've seen, you saw right there with Brooke down on the water. Three crosses sitting there behind Brooke. When you drive into Kerrville, Shannon, there's an enormous cross on the hill. And if you ask me what the story of this whole tragedy is, it's the cross. And it's the power of the cross. The people, these families that have had a strong and enduring faith when they met with the president on Friday, sharing stories of their little girls and their faith, the charm bracelets that every one of those little girls at Camp Mystic wear, they gave one of those to the First Lady.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw much of the coverage. President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump were there, and she made a very powerful, empathetic statement to all those in Texas that are suffering losses right now. But there are all these little acts of heroism that are going largely unnoticed by most of us because we're not in this area. We don't live in the community. But I just think it's time to give people their due on that. Back to the TPUSA convention in Tampa. Again, we heard from Bannon. He's warning about a 40-seat loss next year if we don't get our act together. Tulsi Gabbard said the deep state is pushing back, and they are pushing back hard. But she doesn't. She's not going to give up. Kristi Noem also tried to put to bed this rumor there was going to be amnesty.
I will be very firm in telling all of you there will never be amnesty under my watch or President Trump's watch.
And that's what I think the California weed farm raid was all about. Okay? I don't think that happened by coincidence. Yes, they had intelligence saying there were hundreds of illegals there, but they did it because it was a farm. Okay? And there are those pushing President Trump to give amnesty for illegals working on farms. And so I don't believe in coincidences, as you know. And so the next thing you know, we're seeing a massive raid on illegals farming in California. So I think that pretty much is going to put that pressure, put that to bed for the moment. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth once again says that DEI is dying a quick death at the Department of War.
Influences were pushed into our formations in ways that made doing our job that much more complicated and difficult. So from day one, we have declared that DEI is dead at DOD.
Yeah, and so a pretty big gathering, thousands at TPUSA in Tampa. And so coming up, I also will hear the latest from Mamdani and what he says about police. You got to hear this, especially if you know somebody who lives in New York and is going to vote in New York. Got to hear this, got to bring, and what AOC said about the president on Friday may actually get her in big trouble. All right, so we got that coming up in just a second. This is from Tony O. He says, the boy mayor has issued a proclamation about shooting that was missed by the press. This is dripping with sarcasm, but I love it. If you're going to shoot your illegal handgun today, please shoot wisely. Please don't shoot innocent children or grandmothers. And please don't aim your gun at police officers. And remember to always call 911 after you shoot someone. Stay safe when shooting your handgun in Baltimore today. I love it. I really do. It's very pithy, but the pithier, the better when it comes to Mayor Scott and Baltimore City. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
You were convinced America was completely racist, so you burned and raged across America in the summer of 2020. All you wait for is your marching orders, and your marching orders have brought you to this. Abject anti-Semitism and turning away from the Jewish state towards the terrorists. Congratulations, Democrats. You have completed the circle. You will swallow anything your party gives you, no matter how evil and despotic it is.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So you might have missed this because on Friday, Sandy, a.k.a. AOC, sparking significant backlash after calling the president a rapist in a social media post. She wrote on X, quote, "Wow. Who would have thought that electing a rapist would have complicated the release of the Epstein files?" End of quote. President Trump has never been criminally convicted of rape, and she knows it. Now, he was convicted of sexual assault. That's the E. Jean Carroll nonsense at Bergdorf Goodman's, where, I mean, I just, the story gets more unbelievable every time I hear it. But remember, ABC cost, George, stay on top of this, it cost them $15 million because he said the same thing. So the question is now, will President Trump sue Sandy for her rapist comment? I think he should, because I think she had malice aforethought. It's 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so look down at 404. That tree was down in the area of the Choptank River Bridge. It looks like to me that the roadway is open, so maybe it was a temporary problem, but right now I didn't see any problems there. No rain in that area. That area of rain was still just off the ramp area at Oceanic Drive at Sandy Point, and through there, some of the rain was kind of moving a little bit north and east of the Bay Bridge. Dumped a lot of rain right there on that section, but then over at the Severn River Bridge and up towards I-97, all the lanes were still clear. Some slowing yet on the Beltway, outer loop at Hartford Road, the inner loop at Green Spring coming down the west side past Liberty Road, and we're still jammed up just a little bit, not bad right now, with the lanes open southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Rain out to the north and west into Hagerstown will eventually be into the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast, a mild start to the day, but once again we get back to that weather pattern that we had last week. Strong to severe thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, heavy rain, gusty winds, flood watch, all the good stuff, right? Starts at 2 o'clock. High today about 87, pretty much the same for their Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now we've got 76 in Pikesville, and it is 79 in Middle River. Kim Klasick live coming up next. How was your weekend? weekend?
Good morning, Sean. It was great. I was relaxing. The sun was amazing. Of course, I went on the boat. I loved it. I actually loved my weekend.
Now it's back to reality.
Yes, yes. And I did notice there were a lot of comments over the weekend in regards to the Epstein files, Dan Bongino, Pam Bondi, all kinds of things. So we are going to talk about that today. But I wanted to start the show with the local news. The juveniles are still completely out of control. The vandalism at Federal Hill, I thought this is very odd because the more I dig into the story and see that not a lot of valuables were even taken, I mean, what is going on, really? I mean, are they just out there busting car windows
for fun?
Just to bust them? Yeah. I mean, this is craziness.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy. And I guarantee you some of those kids probably have ankle monitors on. I guarantee it. So we're going to talk about that. The 13-year-old girl that was arrested for stealing liquor at the liquor store.
And they arrested a 14-year-old for a stolen car, and the passenger seat was a 12-year-old.
Yep.
So it seems like they're getting younger and younger each day.
And where are the parents? Yeah. We ask this question all the time. We're going to talk about all those things. And also the offshore wind project. Looks like the EPA is going to successfully shut it down. I'm not sure. Because then on Saturday, you had a comment from Westmore spokesperson Carter Elliott, who said they're going to continue pushing forward with this project. So, you know, when it comes to the EPA, the big, beautiful bill, everybody in Ocean City, they don't want it.
Yeah, nobody wants it except Westmore.
Exactly. So I wonder what's going to happen.
Because he's Governor Green.
Yes. I wonder what's going to happen. I want people to weigh in on this, too, because I know there's a lot of people that listen to the show over there on the Eastern Shore. So we're going to talk about all that and so much more.
All right. It's all coming up next. Kim Klasick live right here at 9 o'clock. I'm sure she'll weigh in on the mayor's drug message as well. It's 8:56. So Zohran Mamdani, the commie, pro-jihadist, anti-Semitic candidate for New York City. By the way, Cuomo said he's going to run as an independent, but there's a catch there, so we'll have to wait and see what the catch is. But they're going to try their darndest to elect this guy. Because you got Sliwa, you got Eric Adams, you got Cuomo. But anyway, I want you to listen carefully what he says about the police and when and about what they do and when they should be called for an emergency.
Police do not create safety. For many, many people across this city and this state, police actually create and amplify violence. And it is very important to speak about that reality that many people have because it pushes up against the conventional understanding of police, who are seen to be people who come to resolve violence. But I mean, you just look at the history of the NYPD and you see that we have invested in a system that functions in many ways to punish poor black and brown people across this city and across the state and frankly across this country. And there are so many responsibilities we have given to police that frankly should have nothing to do with their departments. A homeless person is on a train. They do not need a stranger with a gun to come and resolve that situation. If somebody is jaywalking, if somebody is surviving, you know, going through domestic violence, there are so many different situations that would be far better handled by people trained to deal with those specific situations as opposed to an individual with a gun.
Wow. So police create and amplify violence. That's a guy running for mayor in New York City. Police created and amplify violence. That thin blue line, they're there just to pour gasoline on the fire, according to Mamdani. This guy, I'm telling you, man, he is trouble. He is bad news. Even the Democrats are quietly trying to get rid of him. Chuck Schumer won't endorse him. Hakeem Jeffries won't endorse him. You got some crazy New York Democrats. But how about this idea that domestic violence, police should not be called? Who's going to stop a violent husband or violent boyfriend or vice versa from beating up on their spouse if police don't come out? A social worker? You think they're going to carry any weight? We saw that with the woman recently she came to the door brandishing a knife, and there was a social worker there. And of course, a lot of times people don't willing to give up the knife. Just you can't talk them out of dropping the knife. And if it's a homeless person on a subway brandishing a knife, you think a social worker is going to persuade or cajole them? And at what length? I mean, this guy is, I just told you, you pull the complete veil back of the modern Democrat Party, and this is who they are. Keep that in mind. Tomorrow, whatever happened to TWA Flight 800? We might have the answer. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.